Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Nipper Nap.
Nipper Nap! Original co-host coming back to the show.
How many listeners did you have when I was Dunkelman.
When it was Steven and Dunkelman. That's interesting. What happened to Dunkelman, by the way?
What happened? Oh, the real Dunkelman?
Yeah,
or
the real Dunkelman.
I don't know. That's a good. I actually saw him at a commercial audition
really?
One time, and all I think was just like, poor Dunkelman.
Yeah, poor Dunkelman.
I mean,
Dunkelman.
You're so aptly named.
Yeah.
Dunkelman.
Dunkelman. So Nipper pulled a Dunkelman and left NFL Rants and Raves in its early stages.
I did.
But he's back today.
I am back. Yeah. It was nothing personal.
No, I knew it was nothing personal. You had things to do. You had jobs.
Yeah.
You had writing gigs and commercials to shoot.
Wasn't that right around the time my kid was born, too?
And right around the time that little Jack was born. That's right. How's little Jack doing?
He's great. He's 3.5. I think that was also around the time of my nervous breakdown, too. So maybe that was part of it.
Nervous breakdown, getting married.
Yeah.
Right around the time you...
Those usually go hand in hand.
All right, well, today we're talking week 12. Lots of news. Chili's gone. My next question to you is Brett be gone? And we're going to get to all of those questions and maybe even ask Nipper, I love the name, Nipper Nap, some personal questions. How about that, Nipper?
Oh, yes. Let's get down.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. All right, well, it's usually Jeff Ellis, but today sitting in Jeff's chair is the mysterious Nipper Nap.
I'm so mysterious. I wish I was mysterious. I really do.
Well, you're mysterious in the point where every once in a while, there'll be an old website that'll pop up that like aggregates podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll still say Steven Miranda and Nipper Nap. And people are like, who the heck is Nipper Nap?
Yeah, and why would someone call themselves that?
Why do you call yourself that, by the way?
It
wasn't your God-given name,
no,
right?
No, my real name is John.
It's John Knapp.
Yeah, John Knapp.
And that's Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You're very good at spelling.
Thank you very much.
Because
I called him Knapp the first day I met him.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That
was, do you remember where we met?
I remember where we met. I don't remember the very first day.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
That was when that was on a film.
That's right. I was the first assistant director on a film called Scream Queen.
Yes.
And you were the star, dude.
Yes. And then the terrifying. There was a review of that movie that was like, it said, because the director's name was Tatiana Bliss.
Yes.
The other lead
Liz
LaVoy.
LaVoy.
And they were like, in the review said, like, come on. You have Nipper Nap, Liz LaVoy, and Tatiana Bliss. Did anybody use their real name in this? Yeah. It's true.
That was Liz's real name, though.
And that was Tatiana's real name.
Yeah, that's Tatiana's real name.
And for me, I've actually been called Nipper since I was a baby. So
yeah,
it wasn't like I gave it to myself.
Right, no.
It's a nickname I've had since
I
was a baby.
Did anybody use their real name? I used my real name. I mean, I got screen credit as Steven Miranda.
Yeah. It's
cool.
A really, really average movie.
It's good. You know what? Have you seen it recently?
I wouldn't do that to myself.
Because it makes me crack up every time I see it.
I'm glad you and my mom like it.
Really? Does your mom like it?
I don't know. I'm assuming she does. If she does it, I'll cry.
You'll cry that your mom doesn't like your movie where you were the star.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be sad if that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what? Jeff still hasn't seen the movie. I lent him the video of it about. Shortly after Tatiana lent it to me and I saw it, I gave it to Jeff for him to take a look at it, and he still, to this day, has yet to see Scream Queen.
Well, he doesn't really have a lot of motivation to do it, does he? I mean, he doesn't know anybody in it. I mean, other than your affiliation.
Than his brother-in-law, who he's been doing the show with for the last 6 years.
But what's he going to say? Watch it and go, I really loved the first AD.
No.
Element to
this. Does anybody know what the AD really does?
No,
anyway,
nobody does.
I didn't even know what I was doing as the first AD.
First AD is a heck of a job, though.
It is a heck of a job.
Yeah, that is. I don't. If people don't know, you're the boss. You're in charge.
People don't.
You run
know.
The show.
Yeah. man, and did I run the show, dude.
Because I do a lot of commercials, and a good first AD and a bad first AD can really change the outcome of a day easily.
You know what? I actually, you were the only one to give me problems as the first AD, by the way.
Oh, because I got really sick.
You got really sick.
I was really sick, though.
I needed to change the entire schedule you, dude.
I still remember.
No, you were really sick.
Yeah, that was like one of the sickest I've ever been. Like, I was like in the fetal position crying. I'm not exaggerating. No, really think I was in the fetal position crying.
I did need to rearrange the second half of the shoot of dates of that film.
Yeah.
Because you were so sick.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
Well, you made it through. I enjoy the film.
I appreciate
the film. And I thought your character was goofy, just like you.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So what have you been doing recently before we get to the NFL? Because there's lots of news.
Well,
do you see the I Hate Brett Favre? We changed, by the way, the I Love Brett Favre, I Hate Brett Favre book over to I Hate Brett Favre today.
Right.
Yes.
Because?
He's responsible for Chili being axed. But before we get to Chili, before we get to Favre, what have you been up to?
Well, I have a kid. I have another one on the way.
Another one?
Another little boy on the way.
Two boys.
I'm open to names.
Keep your boys away from my girls, dude.
I will.
All right?
I will.
Okay.
I told them not to settle down until they're 25.
25?
Now, I mean, as far as even like a girlfriend, you know what I mean? I'm talking.
Wow.
Don't make the mistake that I did where I had a girlfriend all the time from like 19 years old on. Total waste.
I had a daughter. My daughter who's 9 years old now. I have her at age 4 recorded saying, I will not have a boyfriend until I'm 24.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's smart.
I have her recorded. I'll play it for her whenever. If she ever walks in with a guy, I'll be like, excuse me, click.
Yeah.
And I'll play it for her.
Yeah. Yeah. What else have I been up to? Yeah, I got another kid another boy on the way. I'm open to name suggestions. You can hit me up on Twitter. I need names.
Names? So like Charlie.
I like Charlie's Charlie actually Knapp. In the running. Charlie's in the running.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I just pulled that out of my hat.
Yeah, Charlie's one of the few that we both like.
You know what? Here's a really cool sounding name. Stephen Knapp.
I was thinking Steve Austin Knapp. For the $6 million man.
Steve Austin Knapp.
It's either Steve Austin Knapp or Marvelous Marvin Knapp. I can't decide which one.
You know what? A while ago, I decided that if we ever had a boy, I would call him DeBrickishaw.
Yeah, DeBrickishaw.
Or I would
good.
Just put like a D apostrophe in front of whatever name we came up with.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you call him DeJohn?
Yeah, I could do that.
DeJohn Knapp.
DeNipper. I could do that if I wanted him to get killed by the time he's in eighth grade. I could do that to him.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that to your child. Don't name your child Adolf Hitler either.
No. No.
Because there was somebody who did that recently.
I saw something about that. That does ring a bell.
Come on, dude.
That's not
seriously?
Nice. Yeah. You can't do something. You really have to think about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, what's going to happen to them in junior high? I mean, you're going to get junior high's rough no matter what your name is.
Yes.
But don't give them a handicap.
You know? Man.
Yeah.
But they called you Nipper in junior high.
I've been called Nipper since I was a baby. But here's
the
thing.
How did Nipper play? Did it play cool?
It was fine.
That's Nipper.
It was fine because I grew up in a really small town of like 4,000 people.
Wow.
You know
everybody
what I mean?
Knows everybody.
So everybody knows everybody. Yeah. So, and I grew up, all the people I went to high school with, I knew since I was a baby. So for them, they always knew a kid named Nipper. You know what I mean? It wasn't a big deal. You know? So it was never.
Because if you would have come into my high school, where the high school, my population high school was 4,000.
Yeah.
Just my high school alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would have come in as the new kid, Nipper Knapp. Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
I would have changed my name before that to Steve McQueen Knapp.
Steve McQueen.
Something
Knapp.
Cool. Something really cool.
All right, buddy. Well, it's good to have you on the show, man.
I'm glad to be here.
You were here. You made a brief appearance for the 300th episode.
I did. That was fun.
That was it. Did you see the video, by the way? Have you?
I never saw the video.
Oh, we'll have to show it to you once
we're to check it out.
It was awesome. So here's what we're doing today, because Jeffrey is gone. He's hunting turkeys or something like that up in Northern California. He went up to
with a gun or a bow and arrow?
No, with a gun.
Wow.
He's got a gun. They're hunting turkeys.
There goes your PETA sponsorship.
PETA. Speaking of which, You know Trey Wingo?
Speaking of, let's get to Mike Vick. No, sorry.
No, it's Mike Vick. You know Trey Wingo?
Yeah.
He tweeted, "This is the coolest, weirdest video I've ever seen on YouTube." And basically, it's a picture, it's a video of a dude driving down the freeway saying, "I can't believe there's a horse in this car." And he drives right up to next to this hot car.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit bigger than a Pinto. And in the back seat is a horse.
What?
And the horse sticks his head out the window. And I was like, "Way to go, Wingo. I think PETA's now going to be investigating
you." Yeah. I'd like to see that video.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, yeah. There's a horse in the backseat of a car. How do you even do that?
The irony
is... It's a little bit bigger than a Pinto.
Oh, it's not a Pinto.
It's not a Pinto.
I just thought it would have been perfect if it was a Pinto.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
You know, the whole horse thing.
Trey Wingo. So you want to get to Mike Vick? Because I've already shot down the Mike Vick for MVP talk.
Just because he hasn't played enough games yet.
Not just that. Come on, dude. Yeah. You got a Clay Matthews... Trey, you've got Philip Rivers, who is doing it with some guy named Araji Tutu.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I mean, he's gonna break the record.
Philip Rivers is a stud.
You know what I have enjoyed talking to him, meeting him was really cool.
Name dropper.
I know, but here's the deal: not just because he took the time to speak to me, because you know I'm nobody, right? But he took the time to speak to me.
No one says that about you, as far as you know.
As far as I know.
What's that? Caddyshack, right? Yeah, I think that's Caddyshack.
Yeah. As far as you know.
Yeah.
But the dude, just when he's on the football field, okay, you know when I realized I really like Philip Rivers? Preseason game against the Cowboys this year. Jeff and I were fortunate enough to get credentials to go to that game.
Right.
We're sitting in the press box. Dude throws a pick.
Uh-huh.
The Barry Church. Like a third string cornerback for the Cowboys, and he chased him down and made the tackle at the five in a preseason
game.
He's
a football player.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he said. That's very amazing. He said, "You know what? I'm not a quarterback. I'm a football player."
Yeah, he is. He is. He's a man. He really is. Yeah, he'd be my if I don't get excited about Heisman stuff, MVP. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But if I did, I mean, Philip Rivers would be the guy.
Yeah, if the league decides to ever give me a vote, I don't know if they ever would or not. But if they did, my vote this year would go to Philip Rivers.
Yeah, he's a stud.
And a very, very close second. Clay, man, that dude is a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast, too.
He's responsible for, I would say, maybe half of the Packers' wins this year.
Yeah, he's a game changer.
All right. But Mike Vick, do you buy into the Mike Vick or not?
Do I, as far as like the evolution and what a stud he is now and all that stuff? Is he a real quarterback? Is he the guy?
If like at the end of the season, the Eagles got a big decision.
Yeah. Like, is he going to be the guy next
year?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I would think so. I think they'd be crazy.
Really?
I don't believe in Kevin Cobb. Do you?
I called him corn on the cob
for a very long time. I know he hasn't played that much, you know what I mean? But come on. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, they got to do something. They can't keep them both. They just gave Cobb a huge contract.
Well, I don't know, like, Vic's whole contract deal. But, I mean, if I were the Eagles, and I'm guessing that's probably what they'll do is.
You think they'll franchise him at the end of the year?
Is that what their option is? Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Franchise him or give him a big fat deal or let him test the free market waters.
They're not going to let him go. I think they'd be crazy to.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty unreal. He can do things that no one else can do.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
And he does look better, you know?
But
the minute he
starts to get hit, he loses his accuracy.
Yeah.
And you saw that in the game against the Giants this past week. Once the Giants started getting to him, started knocking him around a little bit, his accuracy diminished. And that's what, you know, I used to say back when he was in Atlanta, he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's changed.
Yeah, that's changed. He's definitely better. Seems like it. Seems like he, mechanics wise. I saw something. I mean, and I'm no quarterback guru. I'm mostly parroting something that I saw, like breaking it down. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But it made sense. You know, they showed him how he doesn't just bolt, you know, and when he does scramble, move around the pocket, he gets set. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is such a big thing with the accuracy. And you know those fundamentals are there. I don't know. I'm a buyer.
You're gonna buy the Mike Vick stock.
I buy in it. Yeah.
All right. You're a little low over here in your voice. You're get a little bit closer.
Yes,
to your,
I will.
There you go. Don't be afraid of the microphone. It's your friend.
Is this better? Is that creepy? Sorry.
Yeah, it's a little creepy,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah, this is good.
That is much better.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
Before we get to where we need to get to, anything sort of stick out with you this football season so far? In general, here we are. It's week 12 about to begin on Thanksgiving tomorrow, which... Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat lots of turkey. Well, you know, for our British listeners, I guess it really isn't a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving, do they?
I don't think so. I know they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't know if they have any sort of equivalent
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they have something equivalent
Maybe they have the let's just celebrate Thanksgiving because the Americans do party.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Just for something to do.
You know, we've got like, 20,000 listeners now that are going to be shooting emails at us.
Why?
Because of how dumb we are? Yeah, we...
yeah.
Because of how dumb we are. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know of any holidays that they celebrate in the UK?
I'm pretty sure they celebrate Christmas and the New Year.
All right, go for the easy ones. Why don't you?
That's probably it.
Because I know they don't celebrate the 4th of July.
Well, of course not. Why would they be happy about that?
That's what?
Well, when... Of course we know why they wouldn't be happy, because that's when we beat them.
That's when we poured their tea into the ocean?
Yeah, well, that's when we signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Britain, so they wouldn't like that.
You're not going to say anything bad about Britain.
Well, no, I'm not going to say, and I'm guessing they don't really care anymore either.
Yeah, they don't care. No, most of the people.
I don't think most people in Britain are thinking. Yeah, it's not like people in the South here who are, some who still think the South will rise again. I don't think the people in Britain think that someday we'll dominate the world again. I'm pretty sure they.
Do you think the South will rise again?
Yeah, do I? I think they may have.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
You're crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy Nipper Nipper. So real quickly.
Oh, thoughts on the season, though?
Yes.
Just in general? I don't know. I was thinking about the parody. You know what I mean? I kind of miss an elite team. I do.
You do, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get it, and I like parody to some degree, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do think it's boring when it's always just, there's only just like, three, four, five great teams.
Check it out, Nip. 19 teams out of the 32. Are either in first place or a game out of first place.
Yeah, that's
division.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that part of it's good. That part of it's good. I like that as far as, that people have a chance. I do like that. I just wish there was a great team. I mean, an elite team.
The Dallas Cowboys.
That's pathetic.
I was looking at it today.
Yeah.
With the Eagles schedule and the Cowboys still having to play the Eagles twice.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys run the table and the Eagles lose a couple others somewhere and they beat the Eagles obviously, they'd be tied with the Eagles at 9-7.
And the wheels have fallen off the bus for the Giants, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
Romo's not on IR yet, is he?
No, they're actually saying that he might be back for the Redskins game.
I'm glad I dumped him off my fantasy team.
Should we talk about that trade? I went and picked him up, by the way.
You did?
I tried. I don't know if the waiver process is weird.
Let me tell you something, how pathetic I am with the fantasy. Steven and I are in the same fantasy league.
Yeah.
And after on the trade day, I had Romo and you had Phillip Rivers.
On draft day.
And as we were leaving, you said, I will trade you Phillip Rivers and Malcolm Floyd for Tony Romo.
I did.
And I said no.
And I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand it either.
I was making it a very sweet deal for you.
It was a very sweet deal. But this is the pathetic part. The pathetic part is because my team has been so bad this year. I went back and I looked and said, okay, if I did make that trade, you know what I mean? What would my record be?
Would you have won more
no,
games?
No, I wouldn't have won any.
Really?
It wouldn't have made any difference. Yep.
At all.
Not one.
Wow. Well, I certainly wouldn't be leading my division. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this, though. I have lost. Sorry for this. This is my moment. Can we cue some sort of moment of pity music? Where's the band?
I don't know. Let's see. What we can give you this.
I think I need a hug.
That'd be work for me.
Okay.
A little Eddie Murphy. Is that who that was?
Yeah, that's right. Need a little hug.
I've lost Romo.
Yep.
Reggie Bush.
Oh.
Adai.
Oh.
Dallas Clark. Kenny Britt.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah.
That's like five starters I know. There.
So you have a little sympathy for me. However,
just a little.
I'm 4-7, and I've rebounded. I'm like the fourth or fifth highest scoring team in the league now.
Yeah, but you got no shot in your division.
Oh, I have no shot.
You got
I'm
no
out.
Shot at,
I'm
yeah.
out. And I have no shot at the wild card either because you and someone else are tied at 8-3.
Right, right.
So I, even if I win out, I have no shot.
Yeah, so
I'm playing for pride as a four-time champion, I'd like to say.
So Coop and I are in the same division. We're 8-3.
By the way, let's not tell anybody else in this league.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody listens, but I'm out of that league next year.
What?
Yeah, we're doing another one. Anyway, people don't need to hear about
this. Tell me that again.
I want to do a different league. I'm tired of that league.
So you're...
We're going to start another league. I'm going to invite you in it. I want to do like a dynasty...
What?
Who was that?
That's my daughter, Emma. whenever Jeff says a comment, that, I do a double take and just go,
what?
That's an outstanding drop. I like that.
Yeah, the listeners really enjoy that one as well.
That's pretty good.
So you're leaving?
Yeah.
You can't leave because if you leave, they're not. No.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I can't do that league anymore. Those people drive me crazy.
Why?
For what I just said. I'm not going to say it again, just in case they do listen. I got to bury it in there somewhere.
There are a couple people who listen.
I mean, they all seem like nice guys.
They
but then, are. But then during the season, there's a lot of
why
whining.
Why is that, though?
I don't know.
You know the rules
and
beforehand.
And the one guy did apologize. He sent an email.
He did. I did see that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But anyway, lots of... I can't deal with it. I'm done with it. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, man. I enjoy that league.
Yeah,
it's the only one that's like we do a live draft where everyone gets together.
That part of it's cool. We'll try to do that
with the new league.
I
wonder if I'm one of the people that doesn't get invited to the new league.
No, I just told you.
Oh,
I actually texted you about it too. I asked you. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, offline. All right.
Yeah.
So, parity is kind of good, but
I miss there was an elite team. I wish there was a dominant team.
Because they're 8-2. Mm-hmm. And we always like to play this for them, and they're kind of, I guess,
elite.
Still. Well, are they an elite team?
Who?
Let me tell you, it's the New England Patriots. They're the Empire, dude.
Yeah, they are.
And they're 8-2, so you cannot deny that they're not good.
No, but
although I've been saying they're winning with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, I think they're. You got to give them a little more credit than that. I think so. I think they're better than smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors is the Chicago Bears, don't you think? I mean, even though they're playing better, but they're more.
I don't
smoke
know
and
that defense. What they did
their
to Miami.
Their defense is good, but Cutler's brutal.
That well, yeah, it is Cutler. He still threw picks in that game.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
your idea
and I love Tom Brady.
Of Chicago is a little tainted. I still remember. I wonder if I have this because I think I recall, and I'm not going to have it available, unfortunately. But I do. No, yes, I do. I do have it.
I lived in Chicago for a summer, and that town, I got 3 bikes stolen there.
So you're taking it out on the team because you lost 3 bikes?
I didn't lose 3 bikes. I got 3 bikes stolen in one summer. I worked there for a summer. 3 of them stolen in the span of like 6 months. Or not even 6 months. I mean, I was there a summer. Yeah.
So a couple of months.
Which is why the Chicago Bears stink.
I guess that's a great, about as great a reason as any.
Well, it's karma. Mean,
that's right. And I guess that's why Rex Grossman is out again, probably.
And it's not Rex Grossman now, it's Jay Cutler.
Yeah, let me add something to that.
Yeah.
Have the Bears won a Super Bowl since that happened?
No.
Thank you very much.
It is karma. You can't steal bikes from Nipper, people.
No, you can't.
I can't believe I had that drop available.
I'm
that was
still
awesome.
Sad about it.
You are. I mean, well, you know what? How sad is this, okay? Well, I'm going to tell the story. You know, my father passed away back. It's been a year.
Yeah, I remember.
This December will be a year.
Wow.
But my dad always used to, he bought me this really cool bike,
uh-huh.
which I would ride to work. I was a bellman at the Marriott Hotel in El Paso, Texas, back home
okay.
Where I grew up. And About 3 weeks into the job, my bike got stolen from the bike rack.
Right.
Which was amazing because the bike rack was right outside of the security entrance door.
Right.
Right. Anyways, my dad never believed me.
He thought you like, what did he think you did with it?
He thought I sold it for money and never told him.
Right.
And it hurt me for the longest time because, one, I was out a bike. Now I had to ride the stupid bus to work.
Right.
And what hurt worse is my dad never believed me.
Well, not to mention, why would you sell a bike to do what? Because usually if you're going to sell something, you're going to sell something to make, as a kid, you're going to sell something to get money to buy a bike.
Right. And you know what? I was already making money.
Yeah.
I had a job, a very good job as a bellman for a very nice hotel in the city.
Yeah.
Which for a 17-year-old kid,
yeah,
you know, who's a senior, that's a great job to have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
amazing. Those things stick. Look at, you're still tormented by it.
I am tormented. But I think we got some closure before he passed away, so I'm very happy.
That's good.
That's summer huge. Before he passed away, I just sat him down. I said, Dad, you know, one thing that really hurts me to this day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I said, Pop, you never believed me about that bike.
Yeah.
It really just hurt me.
Yeah.
That you would think that I would come and make up a story and say, Dad, someone stole my bike.
Right.
And he just looked at me. He's like, you know what, mijo? I never even thought about it that I would be hurting you that way.
Right, right.
And so we had some closure. So I'm going to cry now. But no, I miss my pops, basically. You remind me of my pops sometimes.
I do?
No, not really.
Oh. I can't imagine.
No, it's a good man. Good man. Yeah. Sorry that he's gone.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some news.
Okay.
We'll start in the city of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes, they have fired their head coach.
Good. He's terrible.
Brad Childress. Chili. Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier is now the interim head coach.
Yeah.
And who did they bring in to be the defensive coordinator?
I don't know that.
I think I thought I knew.
He's not. Frazier's not staying doing that. They brought someone else.
They brought in somebody to be the like the
DC. Call plays.
No, they just, I think they elevated like a line cornerback coach or a linebacker coach.
Yeah, I did
like
not
that.
Hear that. So I don't. I mean, I'm sure Frazier is still probably going to be.
He's still going to be, but now he's going to obviously be calling both sides of the ball.
That guy's been a hot coaching candidate for a couple of years now. Maybe he'll stick.
It has. From a season ago, these guys were a field goal, an overtime play away from being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To Chili's gone just like that?
I don't think those, I know you hate Brett Favre book is flipped over, but I don't think anybody in that team liked him. I think he lost that team. I do. And I heard something, you know, the whole thing about they're going to build a new stadium and you know what I mean? And the crowd hate him, fire Chili a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? I think it was a little bit of that too.
So you're saying I should put the book back to I Love Brett Favre?
I don't think it's Brett Favre's fault. Right.
One.
Right.
You got injuries, the Rice. He just barely came back last week.
And not to mention,
my problem was on the offensive side of the ball, Nip.
Yeah.
Give the ball to Adrian Peterson,
dude. Yeah, they should run the ball more. And it, I mean, he's a beast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? One of our listeners did some research because I was complaining about, you know, I had said, let's keep Brett Favre at between 20 and 25 passes a game.
Right.
That's how he's going to be effective, and that's how the Minnesota Vikings are going to kill people.
Yeah.
You know what his pitch count has been? He's averaging 36 passes per game.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, they've been down
a lot. And Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
17 carries a game.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, there's something wrong with
those
numbers.
Yeah, that's almost Dallas Cowboy bad play calling.
Oh, okay. Taking stabs at Stevie. Hey.
Or Miami Dolphin.
Have I taken any shots at the Michigan Wolverines? Have I said anything about their poor play?
Well, let me.
Have I said anything about them going up to Ohio State this week and going to get rolled?
Come on now. I wasn't saying anything negative, but did the Cowboys run the ball a lot?
Their run play ratio.
That's all
I'm saying. Has changed. Yeah. It has changed tremendously.
Yeah, yeah.
But during their first eight games when they're 1-7,
it was bad.
It was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, are you ready for this? It was one run to every 2.88 passes.
Yeah, that's not good. Because they got some talent back there.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible.
Going back to Minnesota, the other thing is, I mean, I watch the red zone thing, so I see like bits and pieces. But every time I watch the Vikings, I mean, Grandpa doesn't really have a lot of time to throw. I mean, like he's getting killed. He really is getting killed. So not only does he have banged up receivers, it doesn't. I don't know if there's injuries on his O-line or if they're just underperforming because guy does not have time to throw.
I like that you call him Grandpa because he is.
Yeah.
But that's not nice.
No.
He's my age, dude.
I love Brett. He's my age.
That's why I love him because he's my age.
I do, too. I love Brett Favre. I still do. I love Brett Favre. Even with all the other stuff, I still love the guy.
Last year when he made his first return back to Green Bay,
yeah,
I actually went out, bought a excuse me, there got a little carried away.
Yeah,
bought a Vikings Favre jersey.
Yeah.
And went into Lambeau wearing it.
Yeah,
it was. I thought I was gonna have to fear for my life, but no, people still liked him.
Yeah,
he did get booed.
Yeah, of course.
But people still liked him.
Yeah, I love the guy. I do. I do love the guy.
Dude's awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome.
I'm actually going to invite him to come be on the show when he's done with football.
That would be very cool.
I don't think he's gonna accept.
He doesn't seem like a guy who's going to stick around anywhere.
No, when he's done with football.
Yeah.
He's done. There's not going to be no shows.
He's not
going to
be
TV.
Announcing no coaching. He's going to be mowing his lawn.
Yeah. He's done.
Yeah. He's Forrest Gump.
I love that.
What? Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
The movie or the reference?
Just Forrest Gump. Period.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember we used to do the, when we were filming the movie, actually, and I stopped and I did the,
I'm kind of tired. I think I'll go home now.
I liked making you laugh on that set. That was good times.
That was good times.
Yeah, it was good times. Craziness, though.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
All right. In other news,
The
Tennessee Titans have placed Vince Young on the IR.
Yes.
Apparently, Jeff Fisher was not very happy with how Vince...
He tore his ego.
No, he tore his thumb.
Tore something. I thought it was...
But his ego did kind of get in the way. He walked out on the team meeting after the game, is what I heard.
I'm guessing that doesn't go over well with teammates.
And Jeff Fisher. Fisher then, that guy's done. His starting quarterback job as a Tennessee Titan.
Yeah. And it should
be. So much so, Vince Young texted an apology to Jeff Fisher today.
Wow.
To which Jeff Fisher responded.
Thanks for the text.
Apologies are face-to-face. That's basically a man-to-man right there.
It's, you know, the funny, it's like I want Vince Young to do well. I always did. I always kind of liked the guy. I mean, as a player and stuff. And I still kind of, when he came back and started playing well last year and this year, decent, you know what I mean? He's not a great quarterback.
Yeah, no,
never,
but
and never gonna be.
I like Vince Young.
Yeah, but I liked him. I'm really like disappointed, to be honest, as a fan, you know?
Yeah, me too. You know what? Cool story. When he was out here for the national championship, they were at Disneyland.
Right.
Doing some spots for, the mothership.
Yeah.
We don't say the four letters. We're not allowed to legally by law.
Okay.
I'm there. I got Elena. Elena's 3 years old at the time.
Right.
It's my oldest daughter. And I had already taught her the hook 'em horns and stuff. Yeah. And he's getting ready to sit down to do an interview. And I yelled, "Yo, Vince!" And as he turned around, me and my daughter, we both went, "Hook 'em horns!"
Right.
I got my little 3-year old on my shoulder. And he stopped what he was doing, just thought it was the coolest thing. Came, gave us high fives and stuff.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That sticks with you for a long time.
I saw the year before they played the national championship, they played Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Great game. Like this, that Michigan lost on a field goal. Honestly, the only Michigan game loss that I ever went to that I didn't feel like horrible about because it was just this great game.
Was the Texas game out here.
Michigan, Texas, back and forth. It was just a great game.
Were you at that game at the Rose Bowl?
I was at that
game.
I
sold my tickets that year.
I was actually, the winning field goal, literally went right towards me, in the nose. Sitting at that end zone.
And you couldn't catch it because of the net. Stupid net. Yeah, Why do they put the nets up?
I don't know. Because it's not like a hockey puck. It's not like vulcanized rubber flying up in your face.
It's not going to kill you.
No, it's not going to hurt you.
You can catch it.
You can afford a football.
Yeah.
If a fan takes it home.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know players get fined $500 for throwing a football in the stands? Yeah.
I like to think about that. I like to think if I was an NFL player, what would I do if I scored a touchdown? And I think chucking it in the stands would be a fun thing to do. I don't know why.
Yeah, but I actually found out why they fine them. It's not so much for the football.
They don't want to bean someone in the face.
No, yeah, they're fan safety.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
You can go and hand it to someone in the stands.
Right.
That's fine. But when you just throw it up there, they feel people are going to be fighting for it.
I would rocket it in there. I mean, really? just gun it. Just chuck it in
no
there.
No spike?
No.
Because I don't
like spiking.
You don't know?
No. I mean, there is something old school about just a straight-up spike. Do you remember when Spielman, this is a long time ago.
Alonzo?
Chris Spielman.
Chris Spielman, okay.
Chris Spielman scored a touchdown for the Lions on an interception, and he did, like, the greatest spike ever. Honestly, I'm guessing if you Google it, you could find it.
Okay.
He literally, like, ran across the goal line, sort of, like, sliding on his knees and, like, slammed the ball down two hands in the ground while hanging on to the ball. It was some bizarre,
it's a rugby move.
It was awesome.
That's the rugby move.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's the rugby move.
I loved it. Even though he's a Buckeye, I mean, I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was awesome.
Because that would, now you'd get penalized for that, going to your knees.
Really?
Yes.
Yikes.
You can't go to your knees to celebrate unless you're praying.
That makes sense.
And I just wondering, people aren't going to be able to see me, but you can see me and you can tell people what I'm doing. When you go to your knees and you go like this and you look up into the heavens,
yeah.
Can you tell me what religion prays that way?
No.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not a religious guy, so I don't really know. I'm not very good with that stuff.
I'm not a religious guy. Yeah, so anyways, there you go. Because Adrian Peterson did it.
Yeah.
And was asked, you know, I asked why he didn't get penalized.
Yeah.
Going down to his knees, and he was like, because he was praying. And I've never seen praying done that way.
It's unbelievable, the rules.
Crazy rules.
With the Titans, yeah.
So here's what, Jeff Fisher, so he says, talking face to face, that's a man thing.
Yeah.
It's a man thing. So he's basically, the way I read it.
Let me tell you what's
Vince
not.
Vince Young's not a man?
Let me tell you what's not a man thing.
Okay.
Mustache, Jeff Fisher. That is not a man
thing.
He
is probably the only cool dude who could wear a mustache and get away with it.
Time to shave it off.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't like the mustache?
It's not 77. I mean,
Fisher goes on to say, I'm not a real big text guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really into all this new age stuff. I don't twit or tweet or whatever. But I think face to face, that's a man thing, okay?
Yeah. I mean, look, I agree. He should have talked to him face to face. But I hate it when guys do that sort of like, I don't, like, he doesn't know what Twitter is. Give me a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't twit or tweet, whatever they call it. Please.
Yes.
Please, mustache. You know exactly what Twitter is.
Mustache? That's what we're calling him now?
Sure.
Mustache. All right. I like that.
Who's going to... Colin's still out, right, this week?
Yes. And so it is unknown guy. Is his name.
Oh, yeah. It's the kid from Florida Atlantic. What's his name?
You know what? I really should.
It's Rusty Smith.
Rusty
Smith.
Is it Smith?
Yeah, Rusty Smith.
I know the name is Rusty.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I'd have a hard time putting my...
So who are you picking in that game then?
Well, I have a hard
time... It's Tennessee at Houston.
I have a hard time pulling for a guy whose quarterback... His name is an adjective. I would want, you know... I want my quarterback, his name to at least be a noun.
Right. Right.
You know?
So his name could be Jump.
Yeah. Well, that'd
like
be a
jumpy
verb.
Gathers.
I guess verb would be good because at least it'd be an action.
No, jumpy gathers, yeah.
Jumpy. Well, jumpy. The jumpy
jumpy gathers?
Jumpy would still be an adjective, wouldn't it? Yeah, he's a little jumpy.
Yeah, he's a little jumpy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why can't it just be...
Snake? It's a noun.
That's a noun, yeah. That wouldn't
Snake.
Be bad. Right. Yeah.
Snake Plissken, because that name was always cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
good. Always wanted to be Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
I grew up being like, hey, Snake.
Is that the Kurt Russell thing?
Yeah. Escape from New York.
Escape from New York, yeah, yeah.
And then later on they did Escape from L.A., which wasn't as good, but still funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But Escape from New York is the best. As a matter of fact, people, I'm telling you, Escape from New York, go check it out. If you've never seen that movie, Kurt Russell, check it out. It's awesome.
So good. It is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
It is a good movie. All right. There's breaking news on the NFL website, so we should talk about it. The league and the union hold positive talks.
Mm.
Wait, that wait a minute. That deserves... It's positive. Nippers going to sleep. Well, according to Show Buddy, you know, this is a Show Buddy, by the way, Jason LaConfora.
Uh-huh.
We call him NFC BMOC East Coast.
Okay.
He's been on the show a couple times, and he's a Show Buddy.
Okay.
He says that the union and the NFL held positive talks on the proposed 18-game season. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Is it going to happen?
I think it sounds to me, from what I've heard, that it's inevitable.
Sources said the focus of the discussions was the 18-game regular season and 2-game preseason proposed by the league and the union's counterproposal for what it wants as a part of an 18-2 season.
Expanded roster.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Right.
I can't go next year. I don't know what I would do with myself.
If they had 18 games?
No, if there's no football.
Oh.
If we don't get
a
CBA
lockout. Yeah, that would be bad news.
What would I do?
They can't do it.
What would we do?
I think they can't do it. I think they know. I think all sports know what happened. I mean, how long it took baseball to get back. And
yeah,
hockey is still like, you know, it's on, you know.
Hockey came back?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm a hockey fan. You know what I mean? I'm from Michigan. I'm a Red Wings guy. So, yeah.
If there's one team that I know in hockey, it's the Red Wings.
Well, of course. They're the gold standard.
Wait. I take it back. I also know the Mighty Ducks.
Mm.
Wait, they're not Mighty Ducks anymore, right? They're just Ducks
They're
now.
Just Ducks. Yeah, yes. You're thinking of the movie.
No, they were Mighty Ducks.
And they were,
for
named because of the movie.
Because
they were.
Of the movie. Okay,
yeah,
but they were.
I think Disney owned them.
Yeah, Disney owned them. Right.
Or did they not own? Yeah,
I don't know if they
own
them anymore. I think
more,
Disney
right.
got out of the owning team.
Or did Emilio Estevez own them? Was it Emilio Estevez that owned them? Or was he just coaching?
I think it was just the coach in the movie.
Oh.
The real team was they were the Mighty Ducks for a couple years, right?
Yeah, when they first got in the league, they were the Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
You're right, yes.
But now they're just the Ducks.
Now they're just the Ducks.
Oh, wait a minute. LA's got another hockey team. Wait, don't tell me. I think they're the Kings.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I know three, baby.
Don't act like you don't know.
Okay, I know the Stars because they're from Dallas and Texas.
Yes.
You know all.
Marty Turco, Michigan man.
Michigan! Woo! How's Michigan going to do this weekend? Seriously,
they're gonna struggle. It's I still think
because I like the Robinson kid, dude.
He's unreal.
Talk about human highlight.
I mean, I know people talked about it, but I don't think he's getting as much credit because their defense is so bad. I mean, he's the first player in the history of college football to throw for 1,500 yards and rush for 1,500 yards.
That this year?
Yeah.
Wow. That's. Yeah. He's rushed for 1,500?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And he's thrown for like 2,300.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, the thing is, I think I heard that Cam Newton kid is could do it too, actually.
That Cam Newton kid. The take money
if
guy?
If he gets a pay raise, yeah. He's got some benefits, some
now
things
that
kick in.
Be fair. We don't show. Those are allegations.
Yeah, no, I know.
They haven't come to light yet.
No, they haven't.
Do you think they will?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Isn't it where there's fire, there's smoke?
Well, I think it's six and one half dozen the other, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I think you're right. If you see smoke, there's fire.
Michigan, as far as Michigan, yeah, a lot of my Michigan friends, you know, hate Rodriguez and all that stuff. And I think it'd be a mistake.
Rich Rod.
I think it'd be a mistake to let him go. I don't know if people want to hear all about Michigan football, but I could do a whole podcast on.
On Michigan football? Well, why don't you do it, dude?
Well, there is one.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a great blog out there. If there are any Michigan football fans listening, listen, read mgoblog.com.
Mgoblog.com.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Guy gets like 125,000 hits a day. It's like a huge blog.
Right.
But he's really smart, really funny. And he sort of, I mean, I get most of my thinking from him because I think he's smart and backs it up. You know, Lloyd Carr did leave that cupboard pretty bare, especially on the defensive side. And Rich Rodriguez. I'm not saying he's not to blame for
the
defenses.
I heard the only thing he left were condiments.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that whole, I mean, I know people who played there, and my sister worked closely with the program. You know what I mean?
She's not there anymore?
No, she's over. Yeah. But he had to change that program.
I'd like to flirt with her a little 180. Bit more, if that's okay.
Yeah, if she's listening.
Can I do that?
Yes.
All right, cool.
yeah, so I mean, so
Nipper's going to shoot me now.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, they just, it's, I get that people want, I get if he got fired, and I get why people want him fired, and I get why people want Harbaugh, and if that happened, I wouldn't cry, but I do think it'd be a mistake, in short, because I think that. I think you got to give the guy one more year. You know, the offense is about to be unstoppable. Yeah. They're already like fifth in the country.
Yeah.
And they're getting everybody back. They're losing nobody next year.
Right.
They need to get a
defense
new
defense needs to improve though. They need to be able
they don't
to stop
have much
people.
Talent and the talent they do have, they're playing they played five true freshmen on the field on defense last week. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
I mean, those are kids crazy. A year out of high school.
All right, Nipper. I'm glad I let you get your Michigan football talk out of there.
I love shoelace.
all right, so before we get to our picks, there's one more thing, kind of like a sad news item. But basically, the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, Mike Hemmendinger, suffering from cancer.
What kind?
He
does
is I don't know. All it does say is that he is he's gone in for chemotherapy treatments.
Is he a young guy?
Not
that that matters.
Yeah,
doesn't
say. The responsibilities for the offense will now rest with a quarterback coach, Dole Logans, who is going to be taking the play calling duties.
So he's out. Yeah.
It's serious enough where he's gone to go to get some treatment. Our thoughts and prayers are with
go get them.
Yeah, Mike. There, it's crazy, crazy. See, and sometimes football just really doesn't matter all that much.
Well, it always matters.
Real quickly, yes, it does. Real
I'm
quickly,
teasing. I'm teasing.
We're gonna take a little break here.
Thank you.
When we come back, we got Jeff's picks. We've got my picks. And Nipper, we're going to throw your picks up there on this site as well.
Please.
So we want to see how you do this week against
us. I'm going to try a new method to picking games because I'm always like sort of middle of the pack.
Method.
Yeah.
Is that like you're going to flip a coin?
It's better than that.
So you'll explain that in a moment.
Yes.
All right. We're back. I know you can't actually tell that we braked, but we did.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah.
And now, Jeff, I went
and ran a few miles.
Yes. And I'm pretty excited because I'm going to get to see what your technique is for picking games, and I might use it because, see, here's the deal. Last week, all our listeners will know, Jeff and I differed on 8 games.
Yeah.
Jeff got 7 right. I only got 1 right.
Right.
So
that's
now
bad.
He has extended his lead to 13 games.
Insurmountable.
Well, not really.
That's true. It's
not
really.
Insurmountable.
How many weeks left?
There's 6 weeks
left. If he picked up 7 games on you last week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's not insurmountable.
It's not insurmountable. I can basically, all I need to do is pick up 3 games every week for the rest of the year.
Right.
And we'll be tied. And I still have the lead in the challenge game, by the way.
Okay.
So the challenge game, every week, there's one game we differ on. Whoever, at the end of the season, whoever has more challenge games wins, the loser has to do something that the winner makes them do.
Gotcha.
So I still got a 1-game advantage there. I lost last week. You know how?
How?
Because the Houston Texans have a 4-point lead on the freaking Jets with 39 seconds, and they, for some reason, decide to let Braylon Edwards get behind them, and freaking they score a touchdown with 9 seconds left on the clock. Are you kidding me?
Michigan, man.
How are you going to play defense that way, dude?
Well, have the Texans been very good defensively all year?
No, but look.
But that was brutal. Yes, it was brutal.
Come on, there's 40 seconds. You're up by 4. You got the win in your bag.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, so that was the challenge game last week, and he nailed it right at the end with the freaking Santonio Holmes touchdown because Houston is. You know what the crazy thing is? That's the team he picked to root for this year. The Houston Texans.
That was like the NFL rants and raves team?
Yeah, no, Jeff's team.
Oh, okay.
It's Jeff's team because Jeff changes every year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Who did you root for?
I only root for one team.
I know. I'm teasing.
But I don't do it publicly anymore.
You are wearing head to toe.
Am I?
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on one second.
And in my, oh, yeah, head to toe.
Yeah.
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 And you, that's the shirt you wore in my pilot.
I did wear this in the pilot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. How is the pilot going, coming along, by the way? Because you did, first of all.
Let me tell you. So no, we
got to give you a congratulations. We got to give you, where is it? Here we go.
Thank you. You're too kind. You're
Nipper
too kind. Thank
Knapp
you. Sit down.
One best writer.
Yes. Right.
At the New York TV Festival.
That's right.
That's awesome,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's like a independent TV. It's like, you know, like a film festival.
Right,
it's just for independent
TV.
TV
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
your pilot was well received.
The pilot was well received. Things are moving forward. Hopefully we'll sell it to somebody.
I was very honored that you came and asked me to be in it. And
well,
you know.
You're one of two people I know who speak Spanish, so I I didn't have a choice. No, I'm teasing.
I didn't have a choice.
But let me just tell you, because you never saw, I know you've seen it, but you haven't seen it in front of people.
No.
And I'm not just saying this because I'm here with you now. The one scene with you and Alex and the other guy, Matt,
right.
It's like the scene. It's like the scene that people crack up at where he's trying to convince you to help.
About the cross.
About
we're
take down the neighbor's cross.
Understand him.
And you don't want to even get involved with taking somebody's cross down in their yard.
Yeah.
And you're pretending to not understand them.
Yeah.
Even though you understand them perfectly. Yeah.
That was a great scene.
It's a very
loved,
funny scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I ever make it public, right now I can't, but you know, I'll put it online so people can see it.
Yes.
So.
Well, when it
or
does,
maybe I'll figure out a way to put that scene online. I'll try to do that if people want to see.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm sure the listeners would want to go see me be crazy.
You're very good in it. I'm not just blowing smoke here.
Well,
you're really very funny in it. Very dry. Very funny. It was really very really very good. I was like. Not that I wasn't expecting it, but it was like way beyond my expectations.
Oh,
what you
good.
Guys did.
We had a lot of fun. Alex is also a very talented guy.
Yes.
So.
Except his Spanish is not as good. Well, his Spanish is good, but he's Colombian.
Yeah, he's more. Yeah, it is. It is.
It's more like flowery.
It's a little. It's a little more proper.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit more proper in his Spanish. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But anyway.
It was good. It was good time. So if you ever need me to do part two or episode two or whatever.
Well, I'm telling you what, if that sells to some network that would want the cast, then you're going to be in a TV show. So
I'm there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm awesome.
In all the talks we've had with people, nobody, not one person has said, so, you know, if we were to go forward, you know, we would want to recast, you know, nobody has.
Yeah. Well, that's I would love to be on TV.
Yeah.
Being, Roberto.
Yeah. Roberto.
Roberto. All right.
I can at least put the trailer up. That's what I can do. I'll send you
there
a link
you
to the
go.
Trailer.
Send me a link to the trailer.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
get the
okay.
Yes, yes.
Anyway.
The trailer. Because there's a snippet.
There's
of
a little
me
snippet.
The...
And you're at the very, very end of it, too, which is a funny thing that you do at the very end of it when the car drives up.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that.
You guys almost killed me.
I know. Here comes Whitey.
Oh, it is a great show. Lots of laughs. Good stuff.
All right.
And the title?
Gentrification.
Gentrification.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you could give the title away.
Do that. Yeah.
Gentrification. Good stuff. I actually will throw a link to a couple of...
remind me and I'll send you the
write-ups. There was some...
Okay.
Yeah, some people wrote some nice things about
They did. They said some nice things.
Yes. Anyways, it's time for picking, previewing week 12. As I said earlier, Jeff has now taken a commanding lead in the picks. I still have a one-game lead in the challenge game, so it's my turn to pick the challenge game this week. So we'll get to that in a moment. But right now, we're going to start with the Thanksgiving games because they're first. They're tomorrow. They're right now, probably, if you're listening to this podcast on Thursday. But Jeffrey, I just called you Jeffrey.
You can call me Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey, Nipper. We're going to start with the morning Thanksgiving game where the Detroit Lions will be hosting the New England Patriots.
Wait, where was the applause for my Detroit Lions? That's what I thought you were going to click.
No.
For my beloved Detroit Lions.
No. Why? No? They got smoked by the Cowboys last week.
They're getting better.
They are getting better. They should have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, they've had, you know, Stafford, I mean, being hurt has not helped. What I mean? But like...
We had this conversation last week. I had this conversation with Jeff.
They're going in the right direction.
I'm going to ask you a question. But Matt Stafford, fragile?
Well, you know, it's definitely, but I don't know, because
it's Italian.
It's not looking good. At the same time, though, you know, he was never hurt before. You know what I mean? He was never had problems like
but
in high school.
Since he's been with the Lions.
I know it. I know it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm not nervous about it.
Right.
You know, but I hope
point,
it's just.
At what point do we label him, you know, bust for being injured?
Yeah, I don't know. One more big one.
One more year?
I mean, if something like this happens next year, then, you know, maybe. Might have to start thinking about that. Because I think he is the real deal when not injured. I think he could be great
when he's in there.
Yeah. And I think they have a front office now that really has a plan, you know, where they didn't before, you know. I'm going all the way back to the 70s.
No, Matt Millen had a plan. It was get as many talented wide receivers as you possibly can.
Well, you know, He saw the future of the game. That's why, you know,
He wanted to move to the run and shoot offense, but he never moved to the run and shoot offense.
That's exactly right.
I mean, had they implemented the run and shoot, they would have been fantastic.
Wait, didn't my run and shoot Detroit Lions beat your Cowboys in 94 playoffs? The one playoff win in my lifetime?
That was horrible.
Wait a second. Is that really that painful for you?
You got to bring up all my losses.
It's my one Detroit Lions playoff victory in my life. Literally in my life.
Yeah, they smoked the Cowboys that year.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
And they lost in the championship.
And then they lost in
the
championship game.
To that Washington team. I don't say their last name.
Yeah. You can't.
I don't know. I think it's bad.
Really?
The name.
Are you on the
I mean, I don't know how much you want to get in. I'll be real quick.
Real quick, go for it.
I think it's a little too PC when the people get mad about the Hurons and you know what I mean,
and all that
sort of stuff. But I mean, look up in the dictionary what Redskin means.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It really is like saying, you know, the Tennessee N-word. It really is.
Right.
It really is the equivalent of that.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me that they still allow that.
Many publications that I read just say Skins.
Yeah.
They just say the Washington Skins.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's just the Skins.
Yeah, like the apostrophe Skins. Yeah. It's bad. I mean, it is bad. Yeah. I don't think there's any, you can't argue. I mean, you can make an argument for Hurons and, you know, all that, you know, whatever tribe, you know what I mean? I get that. But that one I don't get. Anyway, sorry.
Tangent. Okay, no, thanks for sharing. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Share our opinion.
I'll say, if you disagree, look in the dictionary.
You know what? I'm actually very curious. A DC sports fan is a guy who's an avid listener to the show and always has great comments. Very smart guy.
Yeah.
Shoot me an email at least with what you think about the
I'm guessing
Washington
the traditionalist
team.
Probably would be.
I don't know. I would like to see what the DC sports fan has to say. So shoot me an email. I'd like to hear from you on.
He's going
to
want
to
punch me in the face.
He might.
Yeah.
He might. And I don't know if he's a big guy or not. So
yeah.
I will not make your address available to the world.
Please don't.
Okay. Maybe.
Well, you know, it's not. I'm not blaming him.
Yeah. No. That's right. All right. So Detroit hosting New England. Matt Stafford's not in. How are you going to make this pick?
How am I going to make this pick?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, are you taking Detroit because it's your team?
Well, the game in general, Lions get up for these things, even though they lost like six in a row, which is kind of, I was kind of surprised when I actually read that today.
Yes.
Because they usually get up for the Thanksgiving game because it's their one national game every year. You know, so I'm kind of surprised that that's that. I mean, and New England's playing well. And I love my man Tom Brady coming back to his Michigan roots. But here's how I'm making my picks this week. It's more along the lines of what my wife does, who is a photographer and fashion and stuff. I'm just picking by who has the best uniforms.
Colors?
Not colors.
Not
just
colors. Just
style,
the best
uniform. I mean, colors is part of it. You know what I mean? But
well,
the style.
You know what? You got the Lions are going to use their throwback uniform.
I know. So this is what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Because their regular uniforms, when they did the big change last year, brutal. You know what I mean? Like they changed the font and I hate the black. I mean, they look like the.
Do you like the new lion though?
No, I don't like the new lion.
With the teeth?
No, I don't like it, and I don't like the black. You know, face mask and black trim. They look like the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But the throwback unis are macho. So I'm going for my Lions.
You're gonna go for the Lions
now. If the Patriots wear their throwback unis, you know, their Steve Grogan ones.
Ooh, they are.
Those are they?
Those
are pretty tight.
I believe they're using their throwback unis as well with the Patriot,
the
with
red,
the football
yeah,
in between.
Yeah, those are pretty nice.
And the yeah,
because their modern day ones are awful.
They may not use the. They may not.
Well,
use
I'm still red. Going with the Lions because if they wear the solid gray, those should be their all uniforms.
Right.
Give me the Lions.
Nipper's taking the Lions.
Yeah,
I would like to take the Lions in this one. They're at home.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to come up with a much better mechanism for picking games.
Oh,
than,
you don't like my just by uniform?
No. No, oh. I can't roll with you on this one. I'm going to go with the Patriots, basically, because I've gone against them the last couple weeks.
Right.
I nailed the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
But, man, I sure didn't nail the Colts one, although the Colts had a chance there in the end.
Yeah, they made a game of it. Should have probably, really. Tied it. At
yeah,
least.
Man, I want to roll with you. And Detroit. Jeff, by the way, has got the Patriots in this game.
Trust your instinct.
I'm taking the Patriots.
You son of a...
Should I go? Is this one that I go with? All right, I'm going with Nipper on this one. I'm taking the home team.
Whose uniform do you like better? Come on, let's
I
get
do,
serious
I
about
really
it.
Do. The throwback unis for the Lions are awesome.
They're awesome.
They're probably the best. No, I really like the Cowboys throwback unis.
Cowboys
throwback unis
are pretty
cool. Are
they wearing theirs tomorrow?
They are. But the Lions are probably the next best. The throwback unis that I absolutely, absolutely just hate are the Broncos. The chocolate thunder ones.
Mm. I kind of like those because I like those stripy socks.
those
I'm all
are
about
ridiculous.
The stripes. There aren't many throwback unis that I don't like,
really,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't
I
like
I even
the
like the old New York Titans ones when they wear.
I don't
I
like
loved
them.
The Bears ones last week. Those were awesome.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Then changing the pick. I'm doing it. I'm going to Detroit.
All right.
And Jeffrey is going to be alone in his pick. Of the New England Patriots. Hey, I got to make up games. So,
yeah, there you go.
I'll be pulling for the upset.
Yes.
Go Lions!
Yes.
Sean Hill's looking pretty good right now throwing the ball.
Except he looks like Eric Hipple.
He does look a little like Eric Hipple. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All we need is Freddie Scott in the slot.
Oh, man. Well, you guys got some pretty good receivers. You know?
They got a talented team.
Burleson, Megatron.
Honestly, I really feel like, one, if they do another good offseason like they had the last two. I think they'll be in contention next year, playoff spot.
You know what I'm going to predict here? I'm going to predict Ndamukong Suh smacking Tom Brady around a little bit.
That dude is bad.
I
love it.
He plays with like...
When he threw Dell Holm down in that... Was that a preseason game or like the first game?
Yeah.
The way he just like...
Yep.
That was...
Like a rag doll.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was dirty, but it was awesome.
The Marion Barber thing? Bringing him down last week by his hair?
Terrible penalty.
It was a horrible penalty. Even I agreed.
Yeah,
I was like, come on. The hair is a part of the uniform.
Yeah.
But I heard that he went up and he apologized to Marion afterwards.
I'm sure. He probably didn't mean to grab
said,
it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to grab your hair. He's like, I don't want to be known as a dirty player. He's
right.
Like, and Marion was like, hey, man, it's part of the game. Don't worry about it.
Shoelace got grabbed by the hair last week, too.
Shoelace?
Yeah.
Shoelace?
Denard Robinson.
Okay. I was like, who is Shoelace?
Denard Robinson. He plays with his shoes untied.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't they come off?
Last week, that's the first time I saw
come off.
Yeah, that kid, that J.J. Watt.
And they call him Shoelace?
Yeah, that's his nickname, Shoelace.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that kid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Chris Spielman called him the fastest player he's ever seen in person.
He is pretty fast. He is pretty fast. I don't know what his time is.
Yeah.
You know what? He needs
it's
to
like
be careful.
3-7.
He needs to not get that moniker, though. Because by having the moniker of the fastest player ever, he would be destined to be drafted by Al Davis and the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, that's true. I don't
want
that.
You don't want that
for
him.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
All right. Moving on. Second Thanksgiving game. The Dallas Cowboys will be hosting the New Orleans Saints.
Well, I know. Do you ever pick against the Cowboys?
Here's the funny thing. 2 weeks ago, when they played the Giants, I did pick the Giants.
Wow.
But a day before the game, I changed my pick back to Dallas.
So about 90% of the time, you pick the Cowboys. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
I would always
pick the Lions.
Look, here's my reason. I said, look, I'm a fan, and everybody on this show who listens to the show knows I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
I'm always going to pick my team because I'm going into Sunday always thinking my team's going to win.
Right.
If I go into Sunday thinking my team's not going to win, why am I watching the freaking game?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So when somebody pays me money, and a lot of it, to be a prognosticator on television
to be an
and make my
guy.
Picks,
yeah.
then I will pick against the Dallas right. Cowboys when right. I feel they're going to lose.
Okay.
But until then, I got the Cowboys.
So you're picking the Cowboys
yeah.
tomorrow?
And Jeff, however, has got the New Orleans Saints.
So they're going to wear their throwbacks.
Yes, Cowboys are going
to let me get to my picks now, which yes. is let's get to uniform talk.
Yes. Cowboys got the throwback with the white helmet and the blue star, and so they got the stars on their...
Because they're wearing their white, does that mean the Saints will be wearing all black, though?
The Saints will probably... No, the Cowboys are actually wearing dark. Remember, they're going to throwbacks with the blue jerseys and, and the stars.
Mm.
So the Saints are going
will be wearing
to the,
white.
Yes.
Mm. Well, because if the Saints were all black, then I would have picked the Saints. Because the all-black...
The all-black unis are pretty cool.
They're pretty nice. But
they won't be an all-black.
Yeah, then and I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I love the old-school Dallas Cowboys, so chalk me up for the Cowboys.
All right, Nipper and Steven got the Cowboys. Jeffrey rolling on his own with the New Orleans Saints. Moving on to the New York Jets. This is primetime Thursday night football on Thanksgiving on NFL Network. Where the New York Jets host the Cincinnati Bungles. I'm sorry, did I say Bungles? I mean the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
the Bengals.
Yeah, speaking of the wheels falling off the bus.
Dude, how can you have a 28-7 lead? This is another game that got me last week. Jeff had Buffalo, I had Cincinnati.
They did
got
have some injuries.
28-7 lead.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad. And they did have some injuries in the secondary, though, right? I think Jonathan Joseph went out.
But 28-7.
I'm not saying you should lose a 21-point lead, especially to the Buffalo Bills. But
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only did they wound up getting outscored in the second half. Are you ready for this? 42-3, bro.
That's pretty bad. I don't understand that. Zimmer's a great coach. Marvin Lewis is a great coach. I don't understand what happened there. It's very bizarre.
In the second half of that football game, they got outscored 42-3.
Yeah.
That's
pretty bad.
That's impossible.
Yeah, and the Jets got the mojo going, for sure. I'm not a big Sanchez guy, but dude knows how to make – he makes plays.
Yeah,
he makes plays when he has to.
Let's look at the unis, though.
Well, okay, let's get to the really – The Bengals, terrible. Terrible
what?
Unis. I'd prefer their throwback unis with that Helvetica font Bengals on the
really?
Helmet. Yeah.
You like those?
I don't like the striped
the striped helmet, they're like...
I mean, the Jets in a route, I mean, as far as the uniforms.
Here's a funny
story
about
this. So chalk
me
up for the Jets there.
Peter King puts his picks out.
Yeah.
And he's got the score. I don't know. It's like a huge blowout.
Yeah.
And he's got someone who posted it inversed the score.
Right.
So he was getting all this hate mail and tweets like, are you kidding me? Cincinnati's going to blow out the Jets.
Jets fans,
how they can be,
right?
And he's like, it was a typo. It's getting fixed now.
Yeah. No.
I got the Jets.
I got the Jets, too.
Nipper's got the Jets. Everybody's got the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. You got to do the chant, man. If you're going to fill in, you're going to be in the show, in the seat with Jeff, you got to do the chant.
They do have Braylon Edwards, so I'll do it for
all
that.
All right, there you go. J-E-T-S. Jets. There you go.
I did it only half.
That was kind of like a parody.
I don't like Sanchez.
Really?
My
wife loves him.
Yeah.
Not only because
he is devilishly handsome.
Sanchez went to her alma mater, to her high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's from Mission Viejo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mission Viejo.
And that's where he went to school. And so ever since...
Seems like a good dude and stuff.
We actually saw him. Jeff and I actually saw him play his final school game in high school.
Dominant.
He was... they rolled.
He was a huge recruit
playing.
Coming out of high school. Yeah, he was a big five-star guy.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
I
follow college recruiting.
I like the kid. Trisha she adores him.
Yeah.
She follows him on Twitter.
Yeah.
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 That's right. She lets me have girlfriends like Sandra Bullock and... Selma Hayek, so I can't complain.
Those would be your first two choices?
Yes.
Hmm.
Although I'm really Sophia, help me out, Modern Family.
Oh, Vergara.
I don't know how you say her last name. When she starts going off at him in the with the Latin accent, Mamma Mia, man.
Yeah.
Trisha and I love that show, by the way.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show.
It is a good show.
Yeah, Modern Family. All right. So we'll move on. Those are our Thursday night games. Quickly to recap, Nipper and I have the Lions at home to take the Patriots. Jeff's got the Patriots on the road. Jeff's also taking the Saints on the road. Nipper and I have got Dallas. And all three guys have the New York Jets to take care of the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's move on to Los Juegos Grandes Estupendos de la Semana.
I thought you were going to go, go. I thought you were going to do that.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good, though. Huh? These are the biggest games of the weekend.
Okay.
All right. They're going to be anything bigger than this week.
There's some big games this week.
Well, we're going to start at 7-3, Green Bay traveling to 8-2, Atlanta. The Falcons at 8-2, best team in the NFC right now, hosting the Green Bay Packers, who want the moniker of best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
And we'll start with Jeff's pick. He's taking the Atlanta Falcons at home.
Mm.
I'm going against him.
They're good at home.
Matt Ryan's 18-1 at home.
Yeah, that's good.
He's about to be 18-2.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers come to town, and I haven't been a believer of the Green Bay Packers this entire season.
They're playing well.
But over the last 2 weeks, I'm a believer now.
Yeah, yeah. They seem to have found something. Even with all those injuries.
Injuries, it don't matter. And you know what? They are going to go into Atlanta, and Atlanta's not going to see a defense like this. They haven't seen a defense like this.
Right.
And I suspect that the Packers not only win, but they win pretty big.
Let me tell you the most important thing.
Oh, and by the way, this is a challenge game.
Let me tell you the most important thing about picking this game.
Yes.
Is that the Falcons' modern-day uniforms are terrible.
Yes.
Awful.
Yes.
And you cannot go against how awesome the traditional Packers unis are. Just the old school. Haven't changed.
Same uni for
Packers.
Packers.
Packers. Packers. Packers. Packers. Packers.
That's not even a chant.
No, it isn't?
Oh. No.
Yeah, but count me in on Packers.
All right, so Nipper is going with the Packers. I'm taking the Packers, and Jeffrey stands alone with the Atlanta Falcons. And I am making this the challenge game. I'm just telling you right now because I know all of the other Jeff's picks. Jeff, this is the challenge game. Mark it down. I think I'll get another one up here on the challenge game.
All right. Yeah, I think so, too.
Although I hate taking the team on the road.
Yeah, roadies are tough.
But I've been, seriously, people have been like, you guys don't like the Packers, blah, 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 and I've been getting a lot of it.
Yeah.
But some of it was warranted.
Right.
You know, but, man, what they did to Minnesota and what they did to the Cowboys.
They're looking good.
They are rolling.
Yeah, Rodgers is a stud.
Rolling.
He makes it look easy. He's one of those guys.
He does.
Like, whenever you see those replays of him, it doesn't look like he's, like, trying, or it doesn't look like, I don't know. It's unbelievable.
And I didn't, you know,
how good of an athlete.
I didn't want to believe it with him, you know, because I really didn't. I didn't want him to go in and replace Favre.
I kind of was like that too.
I didn't want him, you know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I did too.
Face and stuff, but yeah. You can't deny it. The dude's good.
Yeah, no,
the dude is good.
I agree with you 100%.
All right, the next Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana, we travel to Chicago where the 7-3 Chicago Bears face the 7-3 Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, two good Ds.
Hold on 1 second. They deserve one of these. Yeah, we got 7-3 on 7-3 in Chicago. And I'm just going to go out right now and limb. If this game were in Philadelphia, I wouldn't even consider Chicago.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, yeah.
But in Chicago, it's getting colder.
Yeah.
Weather conditions.
Yeah.
Swirly wind.
Great D.
Mike Vick, not sure you're going to be as accurate as you have been.
Yeah.
And the defense is going to get after.
Defense is going to get after both guys. I kind of like... I like the Eagles D getting after Cutler, too. You know, this is as long as he doesn't, you know, get all goofy with the football like he's prone to doing. But they've been getting a lot of heat on the quarterback. The Eagles have. So that's going to be two good teams. It's going to be a low-scoring game, I would guess.
Take the under?
I would take the under. I'm not a gambling man, but I would take the under. Yeah, for sure. Even though the Eagles have been, you know, putting up points.
You know what? Now I'm very curious. I actually have to go and see what the under is. So you... Talk about the uniforms and who you're going to go
with.
Well,
the Eagles' uniforms are atrocious. I mean, just awful. Not to mention, have you ever noticed when you watch the Eagles play a home game? I know this is in Chicago, but when they play a home game, why does every game look like it's at night there?
Yeah, because it is.
I mean, even the 1 o'clock game, it looks weird.
Even the early game?
Yeah, and they just have that dark drab green. It's tacky.
You know, because Jeff and I, we were at the Eagles when Washington came to visit.
Yeah.
And it was the stadium was very interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. There's something, there's a weird look to it. I like their old green that they had. This is my Stella McCartney lock of the week.
So the over under is 42.5.
Oh, under. Under. Yeah. Oh, go yeah. Under. Easy money.
Easy money.
Yeah, but the Bears unis are great. Even their throwbacks to regulars, they're top, just classic gold school. I love the stripes. I love the stripes on their socks. Yep. I do like that. I'm not crazy about the font of the C on their helmet.
Yeah, it distorts when you shrink it.
Yeah, it's weird. Their old schools that they wore last week are awesome.
They were awesome.
Awesome. I love those. But I they're just their uniforms they wear now are much better than the Eagles, so give me the Bears too.
All right, so we're taking the home team there. Nipper and Steven got Chicago, and the Eagles are all alone with Jeffrey.
You're going to be down like 20 games after this week. You know that, don't you?
Wait a minute.
You should be scared.
Wait, you should be scared that all your picks. First of all.
That your picks are just the same as mine, and I'm picking on uniform.
You and I, we've picked all the same games.
Yeah.
And we've only covered 5 games, and we already differ on 4 of them.
Yeah.
That makes me just a little nervous.
Yeah, you're either going to make a miraculous comeback.
It's not like it's far. Okay, outside of the Detroit game, which is
the biggest stretch.
I'm going to call my upset special.
Yeah,
really the only stretch.
Yeah, that's the biggest stretch. Yeah, I agree.
The Dallas is hot right now. They can certainly take care of New Orleans. Chicago's at home, and that's why I'm taking them.
Yeah.
And Green Bay is playing lights out. So I haven't, outside of the Lions, I really haven't stretched for a pick.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, it's time to start stretching because we're heading to games of the week. We'll start in Baltimore, my friend, where the Baltimore Ravens host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 7-3 Tampa Bay. At 7-3 Baltimore.
How do those two teams have the same record?
I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, after what Tampa Bay did on the road in San Francisco to San Francisco last week, that team might be for real, man. Yeah. I kept saying all year long, Tampa Bay's too young. They're not that good. They're not that good. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
21-0 whooping of San Francisco.
Yeah.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, they just seem to know how to win.
They do. They find a way. Mike Williams, whether he was involved with the DUI or whatever.
I like that Raheem Morris is trying to do the Rex Ryan school of pumping his team up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That sort of.
The best.
Yeah, we're the best. That sort of thing.
Yes.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Well, you know what? Because every once in a while, remember Karate Kid? You're the best around. And no one's ever gonna bring you down. Every once in a while when I'm feeling low, I just start singing that to myself and I kind of pump myself up.
You know, Mr. Miyagi's shop is like right over on Avenue 50 in York. It is. It's like right by my house. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not that I live in that part of town.
Yeah, no.
Or that guy who wants to kick my butt. The Washington guy.
You're the best around. And no one's ever gonna bring you down.
Put him in a body bag.
That's right. Put him in a body bag. That's right. So I took my daughter to see the new Karate Kid.
Yeah.
But before I took her to see that one, I was like, you have to watch the old one.
Yeah.
And I think she likes the old one.
It's so good. You know, what's the bad kid's name? What's his name?
Johnny.
Coop. We have a mutual friend. Coop went to high school with him.
Really?
So he's like the nicest guy in the world.
Really?
Which is all he played was like a jerk in all those 80s movies.
Mean guy.
And apparently like this super nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway.
Cool. All right. So what are we going to do here?
Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Wow. These are two uniforms I'm not a fan of at all.
Both of them are pretty.
Baltimore's are terrible. Tampa Bay's are.
I'm purple's my favorite color.
I hate their logo.
Well, you know, because their original logo got taken away from them.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was, you know, the whole.
Yeah.
Didn't have the rights or something that. And
yeah, but I just.
So they settled for this kind of. Ravenish bee.
It's weird. It's just kind of a depressing uniform. I don't know what it is. And Tampa Bay's are just sort of
they're a lot better than the creamsicle.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they used to have the orange creamsicle. You know, it reminded me of the ice cream man. Every time I saw ice cream.
Well, it was mostly I didn't even mind the creamsicle thing. It's just more of the foppish pirate on their helmet.
That's right.
I mean, he looked like he was a ward in a Shakespeare play.
I had taken that image of that logo out of my mind.
Yeah.
And thanks for popping it back in there.
Yeah, not the most masculine image to have on a football
that
helmet.
That certainly is the pirate who does not do anything.
Yeah.
That's what we called the Bucks last year, by the way, the pirates who don't do anything.
Yeah, that's basically it.
But this year they're doing stuff.
They're doing it, and oh boy. This is the only one that I'm going to question right now. I'm going to have to go with Tampa Bay.
Oh!
The Baltimore's uniforms are just like my least favorite in the NFL, possibly.
Hey, man, I can't even go with you on this one, man.
Well, I don't blame you.
I can't. I mean, I thought about it first. This is how fast I thought about Tampa Bay, Baltimore. I was making my picks yesterday, and I was looking, and I was like, Tampa, Baltimore.
Yeah, basically.
Literally, it was little hesitation there, and then.
Well, I'm gonna still.
Baltimore's at home.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm gonna trust my fashion sense here more than my football sense.
All right, Nipper stands alone with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while Jeff and Steven have Baltimore. Moving on, Sunday Night Football, where the Indianapolis Colts host the San Diego Chargers. San Diego Superchargers.
This is Ed Indianapolis.
They're super again, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
They are super again.
Phillip Rivers is the man. We already talked about that.
They smacked around.
You and I
Denver.
Should play receiver for them. We'd get a touchdown.
I would. Yeah. I know I would.
Yeah. 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 I run like a 6.3 40, and I think I could catch a touchdown.
This dude is awesome.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, man. He's been doing. And then Patrick Creighton broke his wrist.
Yeah.
Dislocated wrist, so now he's out.
Yeah.
And then you know what? They're going to find somebody to go in there, and he's going to still catch this down.
Now, here's what I understand. Vincent Jackson is activated.
V-Jack is
Does that
back.
Mean he can play?
He can play this week. This is the first week that he is back.
Right.
He can play. Malcolm Floyd tweaked his hammy again,
So
he may not play.
Gates still out.
Legadu Nene may not play. Gates is questionable. He may not play. So once again, it's going to be V-Jacks and a whole bunch of scrubs, and Phillip Rivers is still going to throw for 300.
Yeah, but probably. As long as they're a special team, doesn't blow it for them. I mean, that's really the only reason they've lost games, it seems like, is their special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the
defense is playing lights out. I mean, if this game were in San Diego, I'd be a no-brainer, I think. I kind of feel like.
Yeah,
It's always tough to bet against Peyton Manning at home.
It is.
Especially coming off a loss where he was mad at the post cut. You never see him that mad. He looked like he wanted to, chew somebody's head off.
Yeah, Kevin Acey. And you know who got his head chewed off?
Who?
Kevin Acey.
Yeah.
He's the beat writer for the Union Tribune down in San Diego who covers the San Diego Chargers.
Right.
They had their phone interview today with Peyton, because they call in and so the beat writers in San Diego can ask him questions. And Kevin wrote an article, basically. He's like, how mad is Phillip Rivers? He's mad, and he hates losing to the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Basically, he asked him a question. He said, Peyton Manning ripped his head off through the phone.
Whoa.
And it's like, yeah, he's not very happy right
now.
He's
mad. I mean, there's another guy who's got, doesn't matter who's playing wide receiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another guy, two quarterbacks who it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, Blair Witch Project is playing wide receiver, scored two touchdowns last week.
That dude's a Sparty. He went to Michigan Agricultural College.
He went to where?
Michigan State used to be Michigan Agricultural College.
Yes.
Which is why we call it MU.
So you don't like Michigan State all that much. Remember Chrissy?
No.
Yeah, she still wants to throw stuff at you.
I'm sure she does. Well,
sure, the Michigan State.
I know, and they got our number the last 3 years, so they definitely have some, their little brother status has, gone up a little
no
bit.
No longer.
They're still little brother. Let me tell you something, though, about Michigan State. And I posted this on my little Facebook thing, and none of my Michigan State buddies commented on it because they know it's true. You know how many games Michigan State, for all their talk about being the program in the state of Michigan now, you know how many games they've sold out this year? Two.
Yeah.
They have like a top 10 team in the country, and they can't even sell out a game. Michigan goes 3-9 2 years ago, and they get 110,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah, but that's
so Sparty,
that's
go away. And D'Antonio, I hate that guy. He looks like what's that depressing dog? What's his Huckleberry Hound or Deputy Dog or whatever his name is? I don't know. I hate that guy. Anyway, so I hate Blair White by proxy.
Okay. Dude's a stud, though.
Whatever.
So you can't take the Colts then because they have him on the team.
Well, I mean, there's probably Michigan State.
Although the Chargers unis are pretty cool.
Chargers unis are dope. And it's this is for me Chargers in a route.
In a wow.
Because of the uniforms. I like the Colts old school unis. Don't get me wrong. I do like them. You know what I mean? And the blue is a nice shade of blue. Yeah. I like that. But the Chargers, I love the white helmet. You know what I mean? Which is great. I do love the white helmet. I can't imagine the responses you're going to get to my takes on these sort of my fashion sense.
I know. Well, this is going to be a great show.
you're gonna get things of like, do not have that.
Beep. Ever back on the show again.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, Nipper takes San Diego because of the fashion. I'm taking San Diego because they're one of the hottest football teams.
I think you should do some sort of poll on your website, though, about who has the best unis in the NFL.
we did one summer. We did the fight song challenge.
Michigan won.
Where we took the NFL fight songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where we took the NFL fight songs.
Only like eight of them have them, though, don't they?
No, we found 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
Houston Oilers.
Yep. Houston Oilers. Although there's not Houston Oilers.
I know they're not, but I love that one.
So Jeffrey is taking the Colts at home. I'm taking the San Diego Chargers. I think that the Indianapolis Colts have problems that they don't want to address.
Yeah.
But they're there.
Yes.
And therefore, that's why I've got the Chargers, which is weird for me because I usually always take the Colts. Mm. But they kind of let me down last week.
Especially coming off a loss. I mean, how many times does Peyton Manning lose two times in a row?
Back to back?
Yeah.
Ooh, when's the last time that happened?
I don't know.
It's going to happen this week, though.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on where the...
If Vogue magazine has anything to say about it, they'll lose two in a row.
That's right. Way to go, Vogue.
Yeah.
The New York Giants hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Talk to me, Nipper.
Well,
New York Giants.
Well, again, what's going on with the wide receivers? What's happening?
Well, the Giants have.
I mean, in the entire league. I mean, it's like an epidemic right now.
It is. It is. If you're a wide receiver, fear for your life.
You're hurt.
Hakeem Nicks out.
Yeah.
Steve Smith out.
Yeah.
Ramsey's Barden already on the IR.
Yeah.
Victor Cruz, the up and coming prospect who was out. Hot, already out on the IR.
But you know who you do have.
Mario Cashmere.
Manningham.
Cashmere?
His middle name is Cashmere.
I don't believe it.
He was one of my sister's students. His middle name is Cashmere.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Cashmere? Mm-hmm. I'll get him on the phone.
I will text my sister right now and ask her if you'd like me to, if that's true.
Mario Cashmere Manningham. Because next time I interview the dude, I'm going to ask him if his middle name is Cashmere, and if he punches me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably won't, but.
I mean, I don't know why it'd be a secret. I mean, unless it is his middle name.
Wow.
I do know that.
Cashmere.
Now, he might punch you because maybe he doesn't want people to know that.
To know that?
And now I just outed my sister for telling me, so now I'm going
to
get...
Ooh. She doesn't listen to the show.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Although I'm going to email her after this and tell her to listen to this particular episode.
I do like Cashmere and the Derek Hagan experience. It sounds like a band, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Derek Hagan. It does sound like a good band.
The Giants, right? they're done. They're done, dude. Offensively, they're done.
Yeah.
Who are you going to rely on, really? A Cashmere?
And Eli's been terrible.
And Eli's been, how do you not slide, Eli?
I don't understand. Here's the thing about it. Eli gets away. I mean, I like the guy. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to do well. I do. But he's thrown like 13 picks or something this year.
Yep.
He turns the ball over way too much.
And he's fumbled several times.
He fumbles a lot. I just don't. Now, the thing is, their defense is playing better. And I'm just. The Jacksonville Jaguars uniforms are terrible. I mean,
they are awful.
That Jaguar on the helmet is tacky.
Tacky. Yeah.
And the Giants old school unis are great. So I got to go with the Giants. But. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think the Giants uniforms are better than the Jags?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. So finally, Nipper, I got you down here twice over here.
Yeah, I took Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you did. So I've got you now. Nipper is taking the Giants along with Jeffrey, But I think you guys are sadly mistaken. I think the Giants are starting their yearly slide.
Yeah, you might be right.
Down. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, man, they're no joke. They're another team. It's fine how to win. How do you win?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take a Hail Mary? I'll take it.
Yeah,
find the Oompa Loompa runs for 70 yards at the end of the game? I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
However they're going to do it, they're going to find it. They're going to find a way to win. They'll find a way to win in New York.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
All right, moving on to the Pacific Northwest, where the Seattle Seahawks at 5-5, leading their division. Very nice. host the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Jeffrey has taken Seattle in this game. I'm a little...
They're tough at home.
They are.
What is their record at home? Do you know by chance?
I would say they're 4-1, but I can
tell you.
Yeah,
I bet
quickly.
They probably four or five, you know, or all of their wins are at home, I bet. They're pretty
tough
at home.
No, they lost at home one game. Yeah, they got creamed.
You know, now that's not that far of a trip for KC. It's not like it's a big trip for them. But
yeah, but I look at these games. I look at who's playing better football.
Yeah.
Right now, who's playing better football?
Well, that's the worst thing to look at when you're picking a football game, because Seattle's uniforms are not very good. Now, I do like that sort of glow-in-the-darky yellow thing that they have. I like it when, like, the guys have the little glow-in-the-dark yellow thing, like, on their shoelaces.
Right.
Or, like, on their glove. You know what I mean?
But the Seahawk is one of the coolest logos, though.
Yeah.
Look at it. I think it's kind of, like, sleek, and it looks like a bullet, almost.
You know what I'm not a fan of? I'm not really a fan of... I kind of like plain helmets and stuff. Like, you're gonna think I'm nuts, but my favorite uniform in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
The pumpkin heads.
Really? Just because it's a plain helmet?
I like the orange. I like the brown together, and I just like the solid. I think it's tough. I think it looks tough.
So they've played 4 games at home so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 1, 2, 3, but just got creamed in their 4th home game by the Giants 41-7.
Oh, that's right, that game. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the Kansas City Chiefs old school unis better, so I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, and I, too, am taking the Kansas City Chiefs. Has nothing to do with the unis. Mm. I think Seattle's one of those teams where they're at 5-5 leading the division right now.
Matt Castle's only throwing...
They may not even win the division.
Yeah, and Matt Castle's throwing like 4 picks all year. I mean, say what you want about the guy,
yeah.
And he's playing well. And he's like... I think for fantasy stuff, I think over the last like 4 or 5 weeks,
he's been the top guy.
Not the top, but near the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been good, though.
There you go. So Jeffrey is alone with the Seahawks. Dude, you got to stop picking on my teams, because now you're starting to make me doubt myself a little bit here with my picks. And there's one thing I don't like. It's doubt. But we'll move on.
Castle's one of those guys who spreads the ball around, too. I like that. He's a socialist with the football. I kind of like that.
He is.
He's not the socialist like Tom Brady. Brady would be...
He throws it to anybody. He throws it to people from off the street.
That's what I call him, the socialist. I don't mean that in a negative connotation.
Yeah, no. All right.
He's spreading the wealth.
The final game of the week, the Houston Texans will be facing a Vince Youngless Tennessee Titans.
Matt Schaub versus the adjective.
Rusty.
Rusty Smith.
Yeah, I have to change my pick real quick.
Mm. Well,
the thing about
the Tennessee Titans uniforms is I kind of go back and forth on them. Part of me thinks that they're so ugly they're cool. You know what I mean? You know when it can be so ugly it's cool?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the Titans are that. However, I like Houston's. I like their sort of all-American red, white, and blue.
I mean, macho Houston Texans.
It's kind of solid, and their home unis are even better. I like that. So I got to go with Houston on this one.
Wow. You see what we've been reduced to, people? Nipper giving you great commentary on team unis.
If I beat you guys this week, it's going to be awesome.
You and I are freaking...
But not all of them, so we do have some separation.
We've differed on one game so far, dude.
Well, that's it. Well, we still have a few more.
Yes, we do. All right, all three guys have the Houston Texans. I've got them. Jeff's got them. Nipper's got them with the cute unis. And anything else you want to say about Houston? Is Andre Johnson playing in this game?
He's macho. He'll
yeah, he'll be. He's on the field.
Yeah.
The thing is, Arian Foster. Everybody in the league got so PO'd when I took him in the second round. Do you remember that?
Yeah, probably.
And I was
Matt Schaub's not macho enough. I mean,
he's not.
He's not. He's just not. He doesn't have that. That
but you know what? He survived so far all season. You know, his biggest thing is that he was getting hurt all the time. But he played all the games last year, and he's played in all of them this year so far. So
you gotta
hand it to him for that.
Yeah.
We'll go now to what we call our must-see game. And we'll start in Buffalo, where the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to face the Buffalo Bills. Why is this a must-see game? I don't really know, but I put it there. So it's must-see because the Bills are on a two-game winning streak.
How about that?
Huh?
How about that?
And they're gonna hurt the Steelers.
Now,
what do you think about, since we're talking about fashion and uniform, what do you think about the Steelers only having a logo on one side of their helmet?
It's unique.
That kind of pisses me off a little bit.
Does it?
Because when I set up my helmets each week, you know, and the home team is always on the right side.
So when the Steelers,
and there's no logo, and I usually have my daughters help me set up the helmets.
I wonder what the reason behind that is. And I'd be curious to know the origin of that.
Apparently, this was a very long time ago, they didn't have enough money to put logos on both sides of the helmet.
Are you serious?
So they went with one. And
is that a joke? It's,
no.
Wow.
It may be a joke. I don't really know the truth.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. There may be some truth to that, but I can't officially say it is.
I mean, luckily here is that their uniforms dominate the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills are just...
are terrible.
Yeah.
Those are terrible uniforms.
Is that even a Bill?
I don't know. What is a Bill?
What is... Yeah.
I mean, their logo is their city name. Their mascot is their city name. Why don't they have a picture of a dollar bill?
Well, that's my question. Their city is Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that's their logo.
Yeah.
But they're the Buffalo Bills.
Why are they the Buffalo Bills?
Wouldn't you put like a picture of a $100 bill on your helmet?
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Or maybe they're bills like the bills that are passed in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
It's a bill.
What would they have to do with
Buffalo?
Do you
know how a bill becomes a law?
Yeah, I remember Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah.
Schoolhouse Rock, man. Yeah. That's right.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bear.
On Capitol Hill. Yeah.
It's I can't remember the rest.
Yeah, I can't either.
But yeah, Pittsburgh, definitely.
All right. This one's pretty easy.
They have fantastic. And their throwback unis with the yellow helmets are dope.
Really? I don't like those.
Love them.
I don't like those either. The yellow. Because they remind me of like the Abba Baba or whatever that candy is. You know, that's all yellow with the. Chocolate, it's not good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Abba Zaba, the candy.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Abba Zaba?
No. I've heard of the band.
Not Abba the band. Oh. Hold on one second, because I'm not crazy here. Oops, I spelled that wrong. Here it is. Abba Zaba.
Well, yeah, those look vaguely familiar.
Yeah, see, it's not, well, it's not a good candy.
Yeah.
But that's the Steelers uniform.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't like it.
Except that font is a little, like, Flintstone-ish.
Yeah, that is pretty.
I'm very big on fonts with football teams, you know, or with sports teams.
All right, we both have the Pittsburgh Steelers and Jeff. The Pittsburgh Steelers. What is it with you and fonts, by the way?
I don't know.
When you type on the computer, what font do you use?
Futura.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I love Futura.
Huh.
Yeah.
Verdana.
You know why?
Verdana. It's nice and clean and crisp and clear.
Yeah. You know why I like Futura, though? I'm a big Wes Anderson fan. His, what you know, Wes Anderson movies? Royal Tenenbaums,
yes.
Bottle Rocket,
Royal Tenenbaums,
Rushmore.
Fantastic.
You know, he has all the font that he uses for all his movies is Futura.
It's Futura.
And I always like that.
Okay. Well, there
you
go.
So it's sort of an ode to him.
Ode.
I used to use American typewriter.
That would probably annoy me.
There
if
is
you
a documentary called Helvetica, by the way.
Really?
About the font.
Yeah.
And it really is about the font.
Fonts, it's like $1 million industry.
It's pretty interesting.
Did you know that?
I did know that because I saw Helvetica.
Oh, well, there you go.
See? Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. The Washington Redskins at home get to face the Minnesota Vikings and without Brad Childress. How about that?
Leslie.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I said Leslie.
That's right.
I can't name my kid Leslie, second kid.
Please don't do that.
No.
But you know what? Was it your nephew, though, Nipper, that had the idea?
What?
Of putting
he wanted to. He thinks I should put to name my second kid who's going to be a boy due this May. He thinks I should put the name out for sponsorship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How cool is that? So a company gives you, say.
But what if a tobacco company is the highest bidder? Then he'd be Philip Morris Knapp, and I couldn't do that.
For $1 million?
I could do that.
That's what I thought. They come and they give you $1 million. We'll say $1 million if you name your child Philip Morris Knapp.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if it was a British Petroleum?
I could do that.
British Petroleum Knapp?
Well, I'd just call him BP Knapp.
What's the BP stand for?
Yeah.
Don't ask, man.
Yeah. I'd say British Petroleum, and they would be like, ah, you're so funny. They'd just think I was kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. That's...
Of course, after my nephew said that, who's 17, he suggested NCAA football Madden, or I mean Madden 11 Knapp. EA
Dude,
Sports Knapp.
Yeah. They only pay the player on the cover $200,000, so I don't think they're offering you $1 million. Would you do it for $200,000?
Yeah.
Madden 12, Knapp.
Yeah, Madden. Madden's not a bad
name.
Just
Madden Knapp.
Yeah, Madden Knapp.
There you go.
No one would have to know his middle name.
That's right.
I mean, it'd only be on his driver's license.
That's right. Madden 12,
Knapp. Madden Knapp.
What about, what about if Pepsi came? It said Pepsi Max.
Yeah, Pepsi. Pepsi Max Knapp.
Pepsi Max Knapp.
Yeah, because we can call him. Yeah, we can just call him Max.
Max. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is my nephew is.
He is a smart kid.
He's 17. He's smart. And he knows that I do a lot of commercials as an actor. I do a lot of commercial acting.
Oh, my gosh.
So he knows that I'm ready to, that I will sell my name to the highest bidder.
Do it.
Yeah, I have no shame.
Yeah, how do I do that?
I'll pitch any product.
You know what? I want us to do commercials. I want to be like you. When I grow up, Nipper, I want to be like you.
Yeah.
I want to do commercials.
It's not a bad gig.
You're telling me. Every time we're watching something, Trisha's like, Steven, it's Nipper again.
Yeah.
I'm like, that dude's always on the freaking television.
It's stupid.
It is, isn't
they,
it?
They want someone just forgettable enough to be, in their commercial. They just, don't want to be good-looking or charismatic or anything. Just someone who's like, you're not ugly, but you're just enough forgettable.
You're not ugly, but you're not super handsome.
Yeah.
You're Goose.
I am Goose.
You're Goose.
You will not overshadow the product is basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about me dominating the product.
I won't dominate the product.
No.
It's
a good gig. It's a good gig.
It is a good gig. All right. Let's move on. Washington hosting Minnesota. Chili-less. You know, here's my thing. Is if someone said it on Twitter, and I'm trying to remember who it was so that I can give proper credit to the listener. But basically, they tweeted to us, and they said, if Favre wouldn't take a head coach named Chili serious, you think he's going to take someone named Leslie serious?
I think he is.
Leslie?
Yeah, because I think that dude, you see that guy?
Yeah, I know.
He's got that like Tomlin sort of, Mike Tomlin sort of like, really tough guy look on the sideline.
I was never a big fan of guys having girls' names.
No, I understand that.
Like Leslie and what's that? Jeff always makes fun of the Seattle pitcher's name, Shelly.
Yeah.
This dude's name is Shelly, man. Yeah.
I know someone who named their kid Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Helen. But they call him Helan.
Helan.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm sorry. When someone looks at when they call roll,
calls roll, he's
it's Helan.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you do that to your child, Nipper?
They don't love them enough.
I mean,
then again,
understand.
You realize that all your listeners are out there thinking some parents out there let their child go by the name of Nipper their whole life. You realize that? don't you? It's not that.
But they didn't name you that. Your name is John.
Yes, true.
And John is masculine.
Yeah.
You decided to, you know, be Nipper.
I didn't. I've been called Nipper since I was a baby.
So your parents started calling you Nipper.
Yeah.
Why Nipper?
It was my great-grandfather's nickname. He owned a bar called Nipper's Bar in Jackson, Michigan. Yeah.
Your grandfather was probably like a cool dude, though.
Maybe. My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Yeah, I didn't know my great-grandfather, the original Nipper. I didn't know him.
Yeah. I met my great-grandfather. He was around until I was 8 years. He passed when I was 8 years old. But he was a cool dude.
Yeah, I think he may have been alive when I was I think he died when I was young.
Dude was sharp.
Yeah.
He called me Peanut.
Yeah.
But thankfully, that name didn't stick.
Well, guess what? It's going to stick now, Peanut.
I can't believe I just blurted that out there for all of our listeners, too.
Yep.
Great. But anyways, that's what my great-grandfather called me. I loved him to death. Anyways. Yeah.
I'm going
to
take... I like Vikings old school. I don't know if that's what they're wearing. I like their old school, but I'll take the Vikings. Because of what we talked about earlier with Washington, I can't go with that uniform.
Well, yeah.
Apologies to your Redskins. I don't mean to offend. But,
yes. No, I understand. I understand. No, I can't take the Redskins because the Redskins are they're just not that good.
Yeah, they're not that good.
They're not that good, and I think the Minnesota Vikings have a ton of talent.
Yeah.
And now, with someone else calling the plays...
The Jason Garrett effect might kick in here.
I do believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so, and I think
I saw Favre's press conference today. He's all in. He's all in. I watched it a little bit
because
today.
What I wanted to hear from Favre is like, enough talk about, you know, I'm quitting now.
He didn't say that. He just talked about like,
because there was a lot of that. Yeah, Brett should just hang it up now. It's over.
He'll never do that. Are you kidding me?
You think he's going to go out a quitter?
Yeah, no, he wouldn't do that.
No, he's going to ride out the season. He's going to play the next six games.
Yeah, I think he wants to like
finish. Play the best of his ability.
Yep.
And if, you know, who knows?
They win six in a row by chance. I mean, they got a tough schedule down the stretch.
They do, but
yeah.
It can happen.
But they start this Sunday.
All right. We both have Minnesota. Jeffrey stands alone with the Washington Redskins. Wow, Nip, you and I disagree on two games, buddy.
All right. I'm still going to – I guarantee you this is a no-brainer that I will win this week without question.
I don't think so. The final must-see game, the Oakland Raiders. No longer in first place in their division, but they're still up there fighting for a chance to get at first place. Host the Miami Dolphins.
When I was a kid, I had a Dolphins uniform, a little Dolphins uniform.
Really?
That I loved. And so I love their uniforms. And I love it when they wear the orange. I know they only wear that at home, the orange jerseys. I love that. They don't wear them on the road. And Oakland, even though I've never been a big Raiders guy, it's hard to argue with how tough the Raiders unis are. Their home unis, especially, are tough.
Well, and just their logo puts fear in me.
Yeah, that's not the foppish buccaneer of the creamsicle days.
That is a pirate.
That's
right
a pirate.
There.
Yeah, that's a pirate, not a buccaneer. I love that.
That's a pirate. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would have to go with the Raiders. I love that they just wear a black jersey with stitched on gray letters, silver letters. I mean, that's tough. I love it.
All right.
But I love the Dolphins unis, though. I just would like to say that for the record. They're top five unis for me.
Yes, but Raiders are just higher.
Which doesn't go at all with what I'm, you know, my sort of theme in general about uniforms. You know, like they have a dolphin jumping through a hoop or whatever. You know what I mean? On their helmet, which normally is not my thing. But for some reason, and it must be just because I liked them when I was a kid. And also my three-year-old has decided that he loves the Dolphins the best, too.
So really?
It must be some genetic thing where we have a thing about dolphins on helmets.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go home tonight and build an NCAA football 11 team on my PS3 with a dolphin on the logo on the side.
And do you make yourself? Have you made like yourself?
I make
like
my kid now.
Oh, you make your kid
I
Jack
always make
Knapp?
My kid now. Yeah. Right now he is a All-American free safety at Boise State.
Really?
Yeah.
It'd be really weird if I made Atlanta Miranda be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't think it'd be weird at all. I think you could do it. It should give you the option to make it
a woman.
I also made him as a running back. He was an All-American Heisman Trophy winner at Michigan. and he's now in his second year as a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, where his rookie year he led the league in rushing with 1,800 yards.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I made the only time I did it, I spent some serious time. I made myself a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I got drafted by the Baltimore freaking Ravens. Mm,
terrible uniforms.
terrible uniforms. So anyways, what's his name got hurt and they put me in week three.
Right.
And I never relinquished the job.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, people are going to mock me for this, but you know what?
What?
Have you ever, I'm a nerd with like the college recruiting stuff. I don't know how much you follow it and stuff. I mean, it's amazing how much you see these kids talk about wearing the uniform, how much they want to like, how they talk about like Michigan's uniforms are badass. You know what I mean? Or I love all the different Oregon Duck stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They do. It really does play a factor. Now, does it have really anything to do with picking football games? No.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
But I just want to say,
it is.
Just before I get
Oregon Ducks,
before I get hammered too much.
Look, check this out. Look at me.
You're on the wagon.
Oh man, I got on that wagon early, dog.
Did you see their? They unveiled their new football complex. The plans for it, like this $41 million. It looks like it's unbelievable. I mean, that they get kids up there, man. They're gonna drop.
They're gonna be like,
if they can get them to come to the recruiting trip, forget it. It's over.
So I'm telling you,
this
man,
this is not college football.
Yeah, it isn't. But I became a duck. I want them to win the national. As a matter of fact, I want Auburn to lose because I want either TCU or Boise State to go in there against Oregon, and I want Oregon to just freaking wipe the freaking table.
Oregon Boise State would be awesome.
And I just want them to freaking roll Boise State by fifth.
Boise State is like the Gonzaga of.
Yeah, I would.
I'm tired of Gonzaga in basketball.
Yeah, I would love to see like a 63-20 beatdown of Boise State.
That'd be nice.
And everybody's like, you know what? You had your shot. Now get out of here.
Yeah.
Get in a real division, a real conference, or get out.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from you anymore.
There you go.
That's what I want.
Right.
I've wanted that all season. Okay, I'm fired up now.
You're so mad. I'm kind of scared.
He is kind of scared. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you, dog.
Yeah.
All right, but enough of that. You and Jeff are taking Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm taking Miami. Why am I taking Miami?
That's a good question.
Henny's not playing.
No.
They're still they got Pigpen. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Miami's not going to play as awful.
Yeah.
As god awful.
Yeah.
As they played last week against the Bears.
I can see.
Plus,
that.
They played on a Thursday night. They got a little bit more time to get ready for the Oakland Raiders. Mm. And the Oakland Raiders, if anybody looked awful, it was the Raiders last week.
But that you know, I normally don't get into this whole thing, but you know, they West Coast teams traveling east, playing the early morning
early game,
like historically, it's like.
It's still 10 a.m. It's not like it's 6 o'clock in the morning, dude.
I mean, but you know, the numbers don't lie. I mean, the win percentage is really, like, really low.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been playing pretty well before that. But I you might be right. You know, I'm not.
I'm
the
taking
NFL,
the
man.
Dolphins. This can't be right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 games different from
between
Jeff.
You and Jeff.
And you and I only have
3.
1, 2, 3 different.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I'm going to be so happy when I win. It's going to be awesome. When I win this week, it's going to be so great.
I'm so happy. All right. We only got 2 in this category this week. They're games of importance.
Now, what's important about St. Louis and Denver?
Well, that is a very good question because I had to sell myself on this one. But the Rams are only 1 game out of first place in their division.
Well, there you go.
It's important for the Rams.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they
awesome. I love that kid, man.
Yeah, he's
speaking
a star.
Another guy who's lost like his top 2 receivers.
Yeah,
Donnie Avery.
He lost
Mark Clayton.
Top 2, top 3. Keep going.
Who was the third?
Lawrence Robinson.
Oh
didn't
yeah,
go
Lauren
out?
Robinson. Yeah, that's right. Forgot about him.
I mean, he's throwing a whole bunch of. He's throwing to a guy named Huni Munu Wanawalawuli.
Yeah, yeah, he's awesome. I like that kid a lot.
So, St. Louis at Denver. Jeffrey is taking the Denver Broncos. I don't know why he's taking the Denver Broncos because he and I have seen him up close and personal.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Rams.
Boy, this is a tough one. I don't like either of the unis. I like both of their old unis. I like St. Louis's old colors. I hate the new colors.
The new gold.
Yeah, I hate
blue.
Them. Yeah, it's not good. And I hate the Broncos. I kind of blame them for this whole wave of like, swooshy whooshy stuff
whooshy,
and all that. I kind of there.
Broncos
they
started
the,
it.
Yeah, they did
with the swoosh on their pants.
Yeah, you know, just for that alone, I'm gonna have to take the Rams.
Yeah, well, I've got the Rams only because I think that they are going to be in contention to win their division. They have been awful on the road, and I've said it all year long that the Rams have been awful on the road. This is the week they buckle down. And they say, we won't be awful on the road. And they actually give the Broncos a good game.
Right.
I like the Rams.
Mm.
See that?
I do.
All right. The second game of importance. This one. I really do. This one is wrong. I'm not even making it. I'm dropping it down. I'm dropping it down a level. Right here. See how I did that?
Yeah.
How easy I did that?
Yeah. No one knows what you're talking about.
I know. I'm dropping them down a level, people. Basically, I had Carolina at Cleveland game of importance, but it really isn't. So I just made it a nap game.
Yeah.
Just like that.
A nipper nap game.
A nipper nap game. And we'll start with the nap game. So let's take us to the nap game.
I apologize. I have a bit of a deviated septum.
That's Jeff actually snoring.
Oh, I thought I have a hard time sometimes.
Yeah,
breathing.
No, that's Jeff.
Is that
snoring.
Real snoring?
That is. He was out cold in a hotel room, and I took a record.
That's fantastic.
Well, he did it to me. The sound used to be me snoring.
That's pretty good.
But I don't snore anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks to the sleep test that I took, and they got some stuff, and I don't snore anymore. Anyways, but he snores now,
yeah.
And so I got him. Payback's, you know what they say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what they say about payback?
No, what are you trying to say?
All right, thanks a lot for that one, Nipper.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But these are our nap games. Thank you, Jeff, there, for still being on the show, even though you couldn't be with your little nappy naps. But Jeffrey's got Arizona at San Francisco. Jeffrey's got the San Francisco 49ers. Another one is like, did you just see them play against Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Why would you take the 49ers? We've seen them up close and personal. He's got the Niners. Nipper, Niners, Cardinals.
I don't know. Again, two uniforms I'm not crazy
not
about.
Yeah.
I guess if you put a gun to my head, I'd have to pick the Niners just because they're a little more old school. I don't hate the Cardinals uniforms. I just kind of feel like they're uninspired. I'd like to see they're sort of a cross between old school sort of looking and just solid and a little bit of the wavy stuff. And I want to tell them to pick a side. Either be wavy and cuckoo or just be solid or just be like, you know, they'd be really tight. I think if they got rid of the bird on the helmet, just had a white helmet, that'd be awesome. Maybe a red stripe, you know, something like that.
But they're the Cardinals.
And then just solid color.
They're not the Stanford Cardinal where they're just a color.
Yeah.
They're the Cardinals. They're the bird. Caw, caw.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the bird on there.
No, but it is pretty cool. I actually like the Cardinal.
Do you?
I'm actually taking Arizona. I haven't taken Arizona like almost at all this year.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad.
But you know what? You know who's been worse? The San Francisco 49ers.
They were pretty bad, too.
Yeah, they. I don't care what everybody's trying to sell me on, and Troy Smith is making a difference, and we're changed the corner, and we're around, and we still got a shot at winning this division, and technically they do because they're only two games back.
Right, right.
But you know what? At this point in the season, you are what you are, man. You're 3-7.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah, but what's Arizona?
3-7.
Okay.
And they are what they are, too, except you know what? They're at home.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a pretty nasty crowd. They're cheering for them.
Yeah.
And San Francisco doesn't do that well on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to take Arizona.
All right.
I don't want to, but I'm going to.
Wow, now we have a lot of games different. Four.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But not as many as Jeff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 games.
This is make or break week for you.
In the history of NFL rants and raves.
You've never been at this many apart.
We've never had double digit
now, are you,
games
yeah, it's,
where we have differed upon.
This is make or break for you.
This is either I'm going to catch up a little bit,
or you're
I'm going to catch up a lot, or I'm going to be way in the cellar.
Yeah.
And there will be no more shot.
Yeah.
There will be no more shot for Steven.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nip?
Well,
did I go out on a limb? I mean, we only disagree on four games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you should be worried, though, considering we only disagree on four games, considering my methodology today.
Yeah, your methodology. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go out on a little limb here. It's been great having you on the show. You come back, though, choose a different methodology for picking games.
How about this? If I win this week?
Yeah. If you win this week,
if I ever come back on the chat, I'm going to do it again.
You could do it. You could do it any way you want. Thank absolutely. You. But if you don't win this week,
what if I just beat one of you guys this week? I still would be beating someone who picked their games based on the actual game.
On logic, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If you beat one of us, you can come back and do it however you want.
Yes.
But if you don't beat either of us.
If I'm last.
If you're last out of three, you can't
I'm going to need a printout of this because I'm going to be following these games.
Oh, it'll be on the website. I'm going to put it on the website.
I'm going to be following this.
Go to NFLRNR.com, right on the homepage. We're going to put you right next to us.
I'm going to be all over these games this weekend. it's going to be awesome.
All right. Any other news that has happened while we've been recording? Let's check it out.
Wait, don't we have one more game?
Oh, yeah, we do. You're right. I'm very sorry.
Which I already gave away my pick on this game because I already said it was my favorite uniforms.
The final nap game, we travel to Cleveland where the Cleveland Browns take on the Carolina Panthers.
No Colt McCoy, though.
Yeah, I just heard that.
That's the real deal.
He is the real deal.
I like that kid.
I guarantee
another
you,
kid I'm pulling for.
I guarantee you that kid's the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns next year.
Yeah, I think so too. He's got it, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he just got it.
That comeback against the Jets.
Yeah, that little touchdown he threw to Hillis last week. I mean,
that little flick.
I mean,
he
does have a big, strong arm, but so what? You know, he gets he's accurate, which I think is probably more important.
And not just so much because he's a Texas guy. I would like the kid, whether he was from Texas or not.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, and kid can play ball. So,
I got the Browns.
Regardless, Carolina's dead last in every possible category there could be, with the exception of having hot cheerleaders. Yeah. That's the only thing they got going.
And
their
uniforms are terrible.
They are, and you know what? They're on the road, so they don't even have the cheerleaders with them this week.
And I hate Jimmy Clausen. I don't even know if he's playing, but I hate that
guy. That's the other thing. Brian St. Pierre.
They got a French guy playing for him?
Yeah, Pierre came in off the street last week.
You mean he's not just their kicker?
No, he's not just the kicker.
Oh.
They signed, you know what he was doing? He was a stay-at-home dad last week.
Oh, that's pathetic. That's what I do. Well, basically, since I do commercials.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You are a stay-at-home dad. How is that cool? Actually, I can't complain much. I've been kind of like a stay-at-home dad lately, too.
Yeah.
I work from out of my home office.
I have like an audition a day or an audition or two a day, and then I'm done.
That's nice. And where does Jack stay during that time?
Well, he goes to school 3 days a week.
So he's going to school?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Right above the Rose Bowl, the Mecca.
I was going to ask, so how's Jack doing? He's three, right? When does he turn four?
June.
So June. So he's a few months younger than Emma. Emma turns four in February on Valentine's Day. Dude, she is the coolest character. I mean, she's just awesome.
She's pretty awesome.
She is. And this, I mean, literally.
I haven't seen her in a few months, but she's pretty awesome. Sweet kid.
What?
I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, seriously?
She's feeding lines. Look,
can you email me that? Because I would like to make that, and I'm not kidding. I want to make that my voice message so when people call me.
That is what everybody has asked for.
It's so good.
We're making an Emma app.
It's so good.
Where she's got, there's 20 sayings that she says that when she says them, they just are the coolest. That's disgusting. And the way she says the line.
Yeah.
We've recorded them all. We're putting an Emma app. It's going to be available.
It's gonna be bigger than Angry Birds.
It's gonna be bigger than Angry Birds. Just her saying what? And all these little. So basically, the tag for the app is the M app. Let the 3-year-old say it for you.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. You're gonna make $1 million off of it, probably.
So, that's
sell
all
it for a buck and your gold.
Yeah, buck. It's 99 cents. The M app. Yeah. Let the 3-year-old say it for you.
Yeah, your gold.
She's awesome. So Jack's awesome too. Jack's in the pilot.
Yeah, Jack's in the pilot.
Gentrification.
He's done some commercial work as well.
Really?
He's done 4 commercials, my kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And before you people out there think that I'm a jerk for, you know, like taking my kid to auditions and stuff, it's not like I don't take him to like his own auditions.
Right.
Because my wife does it too.
Yes.
It's more of like when sometimes we get auditioned where they're like, could you guys bring your kid too? You know what I mean? So it's a little bit. And 2 of them he did when he was a baby, so he had no clue what was going on.
Right.
And the other 2 that he did, really required no, like, he really just, like, played. That's all he did. And the camera happened to be rolling. He honestly had no idea the camera was rolling. Like, I wouldn't do it. If it got to the point where it was, like, you know, putting pressure. My wife was doing a job last night that they were there at, like, midnight, and they had a four-year-old, like, at 11 o'clock trying to do a thing. And the four-year-old's, like, falling asleep. Sorry. But anyway.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. No, actually, both my little girls have been, like, wanting me to get them in front of an agent and want to do some stuff. And I'm like thinking about the older one doing it, but the younger one.
It's work. That's what you have to remember. Yeah. It is a job.
Yeah, it is a job.
And there are people who, they don't care how old you are.
Right.
It's a job.
Yeah. Well, but the Emma app is coming. It's coming very soon. It's going to be fun. All right, that's it. Real briefly, I got to get you out of here. We've gone over 2 hours.
Chalk me for the pumpkin heads. Don't forget.
Oh, yes, pumpkin. We've both got, everybody's got Cleveland in this game. Jeff, Steven, and Nipper all agree on the Cleveland Browns. So, really, there's only one, two, three games that we all agree on.
Yeah.
And that's the Jets over Cincinnati, Houston over Tennessee, and Cleveland over Carolina. Oh, there's a fourth, and Pittsburgh. We all got Pittsburgh over Buffalo.
All right.
That's it.
This is going to be exciting.
It is going to be a crazy week of football.
Yeah.
It starts tomorrow night or right now tonight as you're listening to the show.
Go Lions.
Nipper, thanks for coming on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
We were going to talk a little bit about the playoff picture, but we'll wait next week. We're thinking about having Professor Playoff.
I can do the summation for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Every team is still in it, I think.
Almost. There's four teams that are out.
Is anybody mathematically eliminated?
The Carolina Panthers have been mathematically eliminated.
The Bills haven't been mathematically eliminated?
Not quite yet, surprisingly enough.
Unreal.
One more loss will knock him out of it. Yeah. But it's pretty crazy. So basically, if you're a fan of the Carolina Panthers, we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Everybody else, let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll.
Last 6 weeks of the season. Thanks, Nippernap, for being on the show. Thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate
it. That was fun. Thank you.
And, thank you for, potentially, giving me a shot at being on TV, which I've always wanted to do.
Then you could leave this gig behind.
Would I have to leave the gig? What would the contract be? I would have to give this up, or could I do it part time?
No, you couldn't. You'd be mine. Teasing. I'm teasing.
Because I see some actors do other things.
No, you'd only be able to do that.
That's it. Yeah. I would. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to negotiate the contract, but I'll be happy to do it.
I will be
Roberto.
Yes.
Nipper Knapp's been back with us. This is Steven Miranda, NFL Rants and Raves. Jeffrey will be back next week, hopefully, unless the turkey got him before he got the turkey. Turkeys are dangerous from what I hear.
Yeah, they can be.
What are you having for Thanksgiving, real quickly, before we get out?
Pizza.
Really?
No, I don't know.
You're not going to make a turducken?
We're not having a turkey, though. It's just me and my wife and my kid, and I think we're actually going to roast a chicken
Come
instead.
Come over, man. Have some turkey
We're not big on the turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, well then.
I like everything else.
We have turkey. We have everything else, too.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have some chicken.
All right. Seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
What about a turducken? Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The turducken, the Madden,
the John Madden turducken with the eight
turkey,
legs and all that.
Yeah, the turkey and then the chicken and the duck, right?
Yeah.
So it was the chicken stuffed in the duck, and that was stuffed in the turkey.
You actually sound like Madden when you did that. You got the turkey.
Got the turkey, and you stuff in the chicken, and the chicken goes into the duck.
Well, now you're just sounding like Bill Cosby.
No, I would like to talk to you about some of the things that you do in the show.
That's pretty good.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Number now, Steven Miranda. We're out, people. Have a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you after week 12, beginning of week 13. Good night.